tomorrow's news today.
Headquarters in ATX. Wow. The worldwide awakening against the New World Order has exploded. They're flying the Gadsden flag in Argentina, in Venezuela, in Sri Lanka, in Eastern Europe, in the UK, right here in the United States and Canada. The Chinese are raiding and taking over the Communist Party central banks. The same thing's happening in many other countries. Dutch farmers are torching the properties of Bill Gates and more. They intended to cut off the energy and food and have us all kill each other. But instead, we have identified the enemy. And now, the real war starts. But the empire will strike back with controlled power outages that they are now saying are imminent to be launched by Russia. And they are accelerating the destruction of the third world to flood the first world and collapse us all. But at least we're in the fight and not backing down. At least we know who we're up against. At least we're not going blind into this struggle. We have God and our ancestors on our side, and we will prevail! Ladies and gentlemen, the news is incredible. Let me give you just one example of this, and I'm sure they'll take it down and block it. And I'm going to be covering this more next segment. But Alex's War is a documentary that's very fair, shows the good, the bad, and the ugly of things I've done. And I haven't even really promoted it yet. And it has gone, once it went on pre-order 2 days ago, out of thousands of films that you can pre-order, to number four, ladies and gentlemen, just behind Top Gun, Jurassic World, and the Justice League. We've pulled past Elvis, Man of God, Facing Noland, Freedom, and so many other major Hollywood films. There is no independent films in the top 50. We are at number four, headed to number one. As usual. And that absolutely pisses the establishment off to no end. Again, I won't get any money from this film, but I want to encourage independent filmmaking, and the filmmaker that made it, it's won a lot of awards. And when I saw the film a few months ago at a private screening here in Austin at the Violet Crown, it did bring tears to my eyes, what we've gone through in the last 28 years and the amazing crew members we have here. And it is a hell of a movie. They asked me what I thought of it, and I said, you know, I think you're too nice to me. And it shows negative things about me. It's just that the film is going to really send shockwaves throughout the system, and it's going to be seen by tens of millions of people, and it's going to scare the hell out of the New World Order even further. So to Alex Moyer and the rest of her team, congratulations on the big success. I'm sure they'll pull it off of Apple Movies, and that'll only piss people off more and make them want it more. So get ready for that. It's about to hit all the other charts. It's going to be in theaters in select cities coming up at the end of the month, and word is that those are going to all sell out. So you can see this film in thousands of movie theaters across the United States. So they are definitely very upset about that. Turns out freedom and being a rebel is extremely positive. And there's a lot of other tricks up God's sleeve, because all glory goes to God. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Seven months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then, we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the 3-coin series exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all 3 coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 3-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com.
Answer to tyranny.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Our archivist, as we speak, was just given the mission 30 minutes ago, is going into the PrisonPlanet.tv archives that are now free to the world, and is grabbing clips going back 15 years ago, and again 10 years ago, and again 5 years ago, and again a year ago, when I called for Operation 1776 worldwide. And the enemies of freedom really fear that. We've had the Justice Department, the FBI call us, they've had congressional hearings, they've had thousands of news articles dreading the name 1776, the number 1776, and saying Jones calls for violence when he invokes 1776. Well, on July 4th, when I was grilling hamburgers in the backyard with my wife and youngest daughter, empty nest, the other kids are moved on and old now. Wow, time flies. That we rejoiced and said a little prayer thanking God for America in 1776. July 4th is 1776. America is 1776. The Declaration of Independence is 1776. You're either 1776 or you're 1984. Baby, I'm betting on 1776 all day long, and I've never gotten a tattoo. But I think I'm going to get one. I'm tempted to get a big-ass gang tattoo right across my chest that says 1776, because it's like crosses to vampires or High Noon to Nosferatu and Count Dracula and Count Chocula to invoke that logo, that symbol, that sigil. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Every time I think about this guy, I forget his name because I just do it off the cuff. But I was at Bilderberg 2006 in Canada. I'd just been arrested trying to fly in, trying to cover it. It was a big media frenzy. Back then, the media still stuck up for journalists, even though they didn't like me. And they released me after a day of being interrogated and screamed at and threatened with prison. Now I was going to be raped in the Toronto jail because I was in Ottawa, but they said, we're going to take you there. You're going to be raped in the jail. And they finally released me. And when I got to the hotel, I met with Jim Tucker, the hotel miles away from where Bilderberg was about to meet the next day. There was an old man at the bar drinking a beer. He said, Alex, I'd like to drink a beer with you. And I said, sure, he's a British man. I said, you live in Canada? He said, yeah, I've lived here since the 90s. And I didn't know he was dying at the time. He died a few months later. I forget his exact name. He's in Endgame with his name. And he said, you know, I used to be a well-known economist in the UK, and I've been at the highest levels of the whole socialist globalist system. I've met with many of these people, and early on, I kind of believed the lie they were selling about how it was utopia and freedom and the power of the average person, but really, they want to make everybody poor and control them. And he said, I think you need to use this slogan I just developed, because I'm a mathematician, not just an economist. And he said, but it's not an equation. It's an archetypal symbol in numbers. It was very eloquent. He said, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And I interviewed him and talked to him, and it wasn't till we started looking into him for the film that it turned out he was the main economist to 2 prime ministers. He was the guy. He was super famous. I just, you know, didn't know that in the 80s he'd worked for Margaret Thatcher and all the rest of it. But the point is, that's where that came from, was from a Brit, which is perfect because, you know, our revolution came out of England. It was an extension of George Washington's grandparents and Thomas Jefferson's grandparents and parents and people that came to the New World to get away from tyranny. And England had revolutions like ours trying to get freedom. So America is not an anti-British thing. America is not an anti-Anglo-Saxon thing. America is not an it comes out of Magna Carta in 1215. It comes out of all those wars and rebellions and fights for freedom in Ireland, in Scotland, in Wales, in Brittany. That is an extension of who we are. And it's so fitting that a Brit and an economist came up with that powerful maxim that they fear so much. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Because 1776 came from England. 1776 is England. And I gave that speech at Bilderberg in 2010 outside London. This beautiful rolling estates, they had a lockdown, helicopters landing, British Prime Minister there, world leaders, royalty. And there was 5,000 people from Britain. And I had them chanting, the answer to 1984 is 1776. But 1776 doesn't just belong to the United Kingdom. It doesn't just belong to America. It doesn't just belong to Canada or Australia. It belongs to Mexico and Brazil and Sri Lanka and Japan and Russia. It belongs to France. It belongs anywhere, anybody, in Africa or Libya or Kenya or Nigeria. Anywhere people have freedom beating in their breast and want due process and want to be treated like free humans and own property and be able to worship the gods they choose or not worship those gods. That is 1776. They try to make us ashamed of it and say it's a hate word and a violence word and something we shouldn't use. And that's why we should use it more and more and more and more and more and more and more. Because more powerful than even the American flag is the genesis point of the 1776 movement and what I launched 15 years ago when we first moved into these studios, that little studio over there in the corner, when we announced 1776 worldwide. And I can tell you the answer to their Great Reset is the Great Awakening. And the slogan, the heart, the blood, the truth, the progenitor, the bona fides of this rebellion against tyranny worldwide for our future, collectively together, of every race, color, and creed, is 1776 worldwide. 1776 worldwide. 1776 planetary scale. The answer to their Great Reset and Klaus Schwab is 1776. And I'm just so proud to be involved in this and interfacing with all of you. And I am really proud and thankful that God chose me in this important mission and chose you to be part of it as well. And that Texas, in the fight against the New World Order, with the progeneration and the triggering and the detonation of this massive cascade we're building towards as we battle for freedom and our future and our children, that the epicenter of the worldwide contagion against the New World Order disease that is Bill Gates and Prince Charles is InfoWars, right in the heart of Texas, right in the center of this state, and that the ongoing fight of my father's family and my mother's family and the blessing of being the founders of Texas continues on to be the founders of the worldwide resistance with Gadsden flags flying worldwide against the New World Order and the people coming together chanting the answer to 1984 is 1776. 1776 belongs to everyone. It is not British. It is not American. It is not South African. It is not Chilean. It is not Rwandan. It is human. And the answer to their 1984 hell of impoverishment and war and slavery and betrayal is honor and will and strength and glory and freedom and commitment and truth. And it is 1776, 1776, 1776, 1776 worldwide. Ah! We will never be broken. We will never be defeated because our God's the living God and created the universe. And we're going next level. We're going interplanetary. We're going interstellar. We're going interdimensional. And Satan has failed. We'll be right back.
7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then, we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series, exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation, all the things out there hurting everybody, to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you.
tells us
for a long time,
in many different ways, in different stories and parables, that the ditch, the pit, the trap that our enemies prepare for us will be what they are delivered into. Just because they're evil and have a will to kill and hurt people doesn't mean they're always going to win. In fact, in the end, they always fail. They can't help it. It's not confidence that the pedophiles are driven by. It is their desire to destroy innocence. And their whole pedophile network with this Hunter Biden phone coming out, this hack of his iCloud, is destroying them. It is annihilating them. It is decimating them. And it's not just discrediting our corrupt government. It's discrediting the controllers. Almost everybody now that's even halfway awake isn't going for the puppet. They're going for the controller. He that controls the marionette. All right, let me hit this right now. We've got so much huge news today. I'm super fired up. A lot of incredible stuff I can't reveal to you yet behind the scenes, but let me tell you, the New World Order is in a lot of trouble. But I wanted to hit this first. I was totally hands-off. I knew who Alex Moyer was because some of her award-winning films, and she and her husband live here in Austin, Texas, and he's also a well-known filmmaker. And so they approached me a couple years ago and said, can we be a fly on the wall and have access to InfoWars? And I said, yes, because I think you're real filmmakers that are avant-garde and you actually want to do cinema verite, cinema truth. And so their film shows a lot of negative stuff about me, but it's quite frankly, I mean, I'll be honest, more endearing to see how real we are. And it's a very powerful 2-hour, 11-minute film. And it has gone to number 4 on one of the most critical, important charts there is, and that's Apple. Apple's the second largest chart that there is. It's not even offered on Amazon yet, and it comes out at the end of the month. It's called Alex's War. Documentary tops Apple iTunes charts despite unprecedented censorship being blocked everywhere on every platform you can imagine. And what's incredible about this is it's number 4 out of thousands of films that are on pre-order. It was number 6 yesterday. And if you look at what it's behind, Top Gun, which I did see and I thought would be cheesy, it was way better than the first one. It is actually pro-America and pro-human. And no wonder it's biggest movie they're saying ever made now, because people are hungry for something that doesn't attack freedom and attack them. So congratulations to Tom Cruise and that movie. It's number 1. Jurassic World's number 2. These are movies with $100, $200, $300 million budgets. And then there is Justice League. And that's CGI nightmare. And then we're right behind it. Then Elvis is behind us and a bunch of other big films. So think about that. These are all $100, $200, $300, $400 million films. And then a film with a budget of, I'm told, a couple million bucks is about to be the number 1 film in pre-order. And that means that massive numbers of people, imagine how many pre-ordered Top Gun. We're talking millions. So a lot of people have gone there and pre-ordered it. I have no financial stake in this. I wish we did, because it's a good fund operation. I don't care. The point is you should go there. You should pre-order it now. And you see the left in the reviews haven't even seen it yet attacking it, because they don't want you to see who Alex Jones really is. They want to be able to demonize populism and demonize the American people. And so we're all under attack. Flyover country's under attack. And this is a film against all of that. 2 hours, 11 minutes long. Alex's War. And it drops, what, the 29th of July. So in a couple weeks. But here is a little 2-minute trailer. And believe me, it's way more powerful than this trailer. Here's a 2-minute trailer.
I'm Alex Jones. The story you're about to see is truth. This is reality.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
I'm the most banned, most demonized media person in the world.
Alex Jones is a fake.
And he's a performance artist.
I'm perceived as a clown, a nut, a maniac.
On his website, InfoWars, he touts
paranoia porn, the sickest, most offensive theories.
Alex Jones claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Don't you stand for America, sir?
He said, me and Hillary are demons. Ain't that something?
You'll burn in hell!
I met him back in 1990. I knew right away he was going to be a star.
How's my hair look?
I saw all these conspiracy theorists that were talking about the New World Order. And I thought, that's what I'll do.
Get it, Alex. Get the New World Order!
It was that attack on humanity that I saw early on that I really wanted to wage war on.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
When she tastes that, there's no going back. Everything's a war. That's the way the universe works. And everything is propaganda.
I don't trust Donald Trump, but I agree with probably 95% of what Donald Trump says.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down.
That's when the media took gloves off.
Alex Jones said the Sandy Hook shooting, which claimed the lives of 20 children, was fake.
I try to tell the truth, and sometimes I'm wrong. Did the New York Times get in trouble for consciously lying about WMDs that then led to a war, killed tens of thousands in conflict? No. The attempts to deplatform us have failed.
They've had the CIA, the FBI following me around.
Now we got to destroy Alex Jones. We're not playing games here.
This is such a historic moment together.
USA!
It's all just insane. Okay, let's put me in prison for questioning, okay, even though that's my right. In fact, let's execute Alex Jones. Let's put me in front of a firing squad, pull the trigger.
I have a sick feeling, actually, because I know what comes next.
All right, Alex's War, you can go to Infowars.com to the live show feed today, and right under the live show feed we have a link if you want to go pre-order the film and send a political message. That means you will get it first when it drops on the 29th, and they'll probably cancel it when it hits number one. They can't stand that. Endgame was number one on Amazon. They removed it out of the number one slot. That was 2007. They still let us sell it there. And we sold now 700,000 copies. That's kept us on air. And hundreds of thousands of digital copies, but they just stopped promoting it and blocked it, basically, at that point. Because freedom isn't allowed to be popular, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom is not something that they want to be promoted. But again, if you go to the Apple Store, the second largest platform out there, and you click on top pre-orders, Alex's War is number four behind Top Gun and Jurassic Park, ahead of Elvis. By the way, I saw the Elvis movie. That actor is amazing. And I hate Tom Hanks, but he did a good job as a slime bag because that's who he is. So I'm blown away that this is ahead of Elvis and right behind Top Gun, which are both excellent films. I haven't seen the Jurassic Park movies, because I've already seen a Jurassic Park movie, and they're so boring and stupid, I can't put myself through that. But that's just some of what we're here covering today. I'm done talking about that, but it's a big deal for 1776 worldwide. I hope you'll all go and pre-order Alex's War since it's number one. Because imagine, Alex Jones' film outperforms Tom Cruise's number one film of all time. Top Gun. It'll be hard to get to number one, folks. But we're very close. So go to the Apple Store and get it, please. We'll be right back.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this Made in America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. Products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks, and we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
The July 4th, 2022 Super Sale is live and only running for 1 week exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points and 40 to 75% off. All items are at least 40% off, and some of our best sellers are 75% off. This is the biggest sale yet of the year. Some of these products we're selling at below cost. You've got to move them out of the warehouse to be able to continue to stay on the air. So please take action and declare independence from the New World Order by keeping the tip of the spear on air and getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all this July 4th for your continued fight for America, and I would encourage you to join the fight even harder now because we're so close to winning. InfoWarsStore.com and celebrate July 4th, 1776, part two against the New World Order, because the answer to 1984 is 1776.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Because had these leaks been Donald Trump Jr., oh my, they'd be everywhere. That CNN would be running it around the clock. This stuff would be everywhere, and you wouldn't be getting suspended for it. The algo would be pushing you. They'd be saying, keep going, you're doing well. More. So you have to start to question yourself and say, okay, if CNN and NBC are completely ignoring this story, what does that say about the alignment of politics and so-called free press? So whose side are you on? Remember, at one point, y'all said the media wasn't to be trusted. Now, the media and the side that you side with are clearly in cahoots. If there's a system of white supremacy, it's got to be y'all. It's got to be blue. Because the red don't get this favor. If that was DeSantis, Ted Cruz or one of these guys, I'll be plastered all over the news. Are you complicit? Are you an ally? Are you a tool of this so-called system of white supremacy that the left purports? Not only are you a tool, you have been assimilated. Did you hear what I just said? You're not a tool. You have been assimilated. You in this system of dominance, I'm not going to call it white supremacy because it ain't white supremacy. The system of dominance, you're a battery in it. You fuel it. And then you blame others. Oh, man. The brainwashing has been executed at its finest. Just great execution.
Hotep Jesus knocking it out of the park. I've been begging the producers to get him on for a year. I don't think he has him not coming on. I'm mad at the producers, but he better be in studio and he better be on the show soon. All I'm saying. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are on this Tuesday, July 12th broadcast. And what Hotep said is 100% over the target. Total truth. You better choose a side, 1776 or 1984. You want to be a battery? You want to be a slave? You want to be a minion? You want to be assimilated and pretend like this power structure that wants to destroy you is on your side? Well, we got some videos next segment I'm going to show you that illustrate this incredibly. You will eat the bugs. Powerful, great reset dystopian animation, part two of what these great folks are putting out. That's coming up next segment, start of the segment. But let's look at the facts here, because there's a twist to all of this. Look at this. It's up on InfoWars.com. Video. Even CNN can't believe how low Biden's ratings are. We're going to play that clip in a moment. But whose ratings are lower than his at 25 or 29 points, depending on the poll? And 94% of people 30 or younger don't like him. But he won this election in a landslide with 89 million votes, and the Rice Krispie elves are real, and so is the Easter Bunny. New York Times dashes Joe Biden's 2024 hopes in six devastating articles. That's Breitbart, which is pathetic. I'm not against Breitbart, but man, oh, the New York Times says Biden isn't loved. That's the reason he's going to be removed, is because the dying corporate media that lied about WMDs in Iraq said so. No, they stole the election. They put a puppet in, but he's too big a puppet. It's too obvious. It's backfired. But instead, oh, my God, the New York Times gets credit. Biden's isn't liked because the New York Times said so. New York Times is your enemy who doesn't want you to blame them. They want you to blame this addled, dementia-ridden puppet that reads off a cue card. And this is what I bring up before I play the CNN clip. Gallup, trust in media hits record low. It's less than 20%. The only thing more unpopular in America than Democrat politicians and rhino cowards that go along with them is the media, the corporate whore media that thought they'd censor everybody and thought they would do all their fact-checking and somehow we'd believe your crap. All you did was make it backfire. Every liberal I know, because I'm not a discriminator. I don't turn my back on a liberal, but I have a lot of friends, family, neighbors that are liberals. And they're all like, you're right, we're wrong. It's over for you. It's over for you. The Associated Press just fact-checked another meme. All they did was boost it. And then, you know, you got stuff like this. And I'm not bashing Northerners because I love all Americans, whether you live in California or New York or wherever you live. Great people everywhere. But I never heard the N-word in my life till I was traveling to the North around people. And I never heard stuff like, oh, them black people down there, they eat that fried chicken and that watermelon. I'm like, well, if they can get away from me, they can. That's what Southerners eat, is watermelon and fried chicken and chitlins. But Northerners saw black people move up there and thought, these weird-ass black people, they're eating chicken fried steaks and watermelon. These are some weird people. No, they know what tastes good. But these Northerners, and I love them to death, the average Northerner, but the weird, white, racist Northerners obsess over food. Like, what are you eating black-eyed peas for? What are you eating collard greens for? Because that's what grandma makes. You don't want them? Get out of my way. You don't want cream gravy? Get out of my way. You don't want chitlins? Get out of my way. You go to East Texas, where my family's from, Boy, they think that's soul food. That's not soul food. That's Southern food. But the point is, the reason I raise this is it shows how disconnected these elites are. More like when George W. Bush's dad, Herbert Walker Bush, famously in 89 was at a grocery store. They'd had scanners for 20 years. He goes, what's this? He never bought his own food. So Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, gets up and she goes, you Mexicans are like tacos. I mean, a Southerner never says, oh, we hate Mexicans. They eat beans. We eat beans too. Get out of the way. I'm going to steal your beans. I'm going to steal your refried beans, your charro beans, your black beans. I mean, all the Texans are filling up the Mexican food restaurants, no matter what color they are, gobbling up all that delicious Mexican food. We don't look at a Mexican and go, you look like a taco to me. She said, you Mexicans are awesome. You're like tacos. They're like, well, what the hell does that mean? It's like saying to a person from the UK, I really like the UK. You look like fish and chips to me. Let's just be honest. The UK does not have very good food. The Mexicans and the Italians, I think they got it. They got it. So the point is that this is how weird the left is, how disconnected they are. We'll play the clips when we come back. That she gets up and she goes, you Mexicans are like tacos. You're so diverse. What the hell? But that's that weird elitist white blue blood thing where they just think everything that's not them is weird. And so they thought like Hillary, I like Mexicans. I like hot sauce. What the hell does that mean? I'm saying, I like white people. I like T-bone steaks. Well, everybody eats T-bone steaks, not just white people, but it's how weird their minds are and how elitist they are and how they're in their own world. So we'll play Joe Biden when we come back, and we'll play CNN like Lavin. Hey, look how unpopular Joe Biden is, except you're even lower. It's like Helter Skelter coming down fast miles above you. You think Papa Joe Biden's not popular? CNN, you're in the single digits. Unbelievable. I mean, what world do you get up in front of Hispanics? Get up in front of Hispanics, talk about freedom and self-defense and family in front of white people. Black, same story. Freedom. That's what people want. No, you eat taco. You have taco. Just the arrogance, the disdain, the talking down to people. God Almighty.
7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then, we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series, exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks to your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Our great, got a bag of it here.
I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communists? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune. And whatever. The point is that it's good coffee, and we've got it, and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels, and I've been buying it for, what, 14 years, and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. We had like the... You wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine. We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide.
Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton are space aliens. I don't know if that's true, if David Icke's right, but I know this. You get up in front of a group of Hispanics, you say, you're like tacos. These are crazy people. These people are out of control. All they think is about race. I don't even think about somebody about what kind of food they cook. I think about what kind of citizens they are. But let's get to this. Here's Joe Biden. Dr. Jill Biden, she was given a degree. You're not supposed to question that. Saying, you're like tacos. You're so diverse. There's so many types of tacos. You're not scientists. You're not farmers. You're not teachers. You're not parents. You're not Americans. You're tacos. Because she thinks of, what can she get from you? Oh, Hispanics give me tacos. You don't walk into some diner and eat American food and go, well, I like these Americans. They just gave me... fried eggs and ham. What? But again, it gets into their mindset. These people are disconnected from everything. Here she is.
But we can't get those things on our own. Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength.
Your breakfast tacos. Guess the Germans are known for space travel, and she tells Hispanics are known for tacos. That's her mindset. So here's CNN. Can't believe how low Biden's ratings are. 94% of under 30, 30 and below, hate him. And they're making a joke, but they're making a joke about themselves because they put him in. They run him. They're part of the same absorbed, controlled system that Hotep was talking about earlier. And so the only lower poll ratings are mainstream media. So they're laughing at themselves. Here it is.
Nearly two-thirds of Democratic primary voters want a different nominee. Two-thirds. If you break it down by age, 94% of Democratic primary voters under the age of 30, 94% say they don't want Biden. That is a stunning number.
Yes.
He swept his grandchildren, but other than that, I mean, like, who, 94% don't want him, who are, again,
94%
Democrats under the age of 30.
But he won the election by 9 million votes, and when I take a crap, gold bars come out. No, they stole the election. And they suppressed all the resistance to it that spoke up against it. And then they go to Hispanic crowds and talk about tacos. Not about their children. Not about their right to a future. Not about their Second Amendment. Not about their borders. Not about their currency. Not about anything but tacos. You're like, who could come up with that? These people. But you know what's pathetic? We've let them do this to us. And so I look down on myself for allowing something like this. Imagine if I walked up to one of our Hispanic crew, and like half the folks that work here are Hispanic. And I said, hey, you really make good tacos. It's patronizing. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's like telling somebody that lives in the Midwest that's a white person, boy, you guys, you know, you're really good at growing corn. Remember what Bloomberg said 2 years ago? He said, oh, these idiot farmers, anybody can put a seed in the ground, make it grow. Really, you think it's just that easy, huh? You have no idea how hard it is? Anybody that's ever bought any plants at your house knows how hard it is to keep them alive. How about keeping the pest off of it? How about working your ass off? How about doing all the work? But they just say, you farmers, it's easy. You're no, you Mexicans, you just make tacos. That's what Mexicans do. They don't have hopes and dreams. They just make tacos for us. These are sick people. And they're pedophiles. And we've got the numbers. CNN data analyst has some bad news for Democrats about January 6th hearings. A few hundred thousand people total watch these things on every network. And people look at it and they go, well, why didn't they burn the whole thing down? And I'm not calling for that. I'm just saying, people are like, well, Sri Lanka's, the Netherlands, they're burning up the buildings everywhere. Yeah, the average person, no matter black, white, Hispanic, old, young, they're like, well, why do we give medals to those people that crapped on Pelosi's desk? And they just keep doing it and calling it the most violent thing on earth, worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11. These are crazy people who've been lying so long, they think they can tell any lie they want, and we're just going to buy it. And we have these documents. Leaked docs. FBI infiltrated Proud Boys on January 6th group did not plan insurrection. They had recordings of it all. I love the shows like, we know there was a secret meeting with Mark Meadows and Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Steve Bannon and General Flynn at the Willard. Never happened. Never saw those people. Wish they'd have me on their shows other than Flynn. Roger Stone wants to physically attack Steve Bannon, but they've got Steve Bannon and Roger Stone in a meeting planning an attack. They had feds all over the place. They all know we walked into that trap with the left provocateuring those events. But they run these headlines like, the secret meeting at the Willard Hotel, and they're all about to go down right now. But nobody's watching. Nobody's listening. And of course, they had feds crawling all over it and Army Special Operations, because our guys are former Army Special Operations. And they're like, hey, bro, what's going on? What are you doing here? They had their spies everywhere, and they can't indict us because we were not planning anything. But it doesn't matter. The left continues to pretend this is all going to happen. All right, we're going to go to break in about 3-4 minutes. We've got so much news on the economy and Ukraine. They don't want you to know about Ukraine now because Ukraine is losing big time. That's coming up next hour. and so much more. We've got the worldwide collapse news, two big stacks that are so critical. I'm going to hit first. Then I'm going to take phone calls, and we have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joining us. But let me hit this now. Because of supply chain breakdowns and because of problems, 14 of our top products have not been available on average for 6 months, some for a year, because we won't cut the quality. And I'll be honest, I'm about to cut the quality because you can't get it. Whatever the thing you've got is the best quality. But we finally got it all in, and three products get delivered in the next few weeks, and then the rest of the next 2 months, and that will save InfoWars because you're great. You buy the products, and they're amazing, and we love you. So it's the system collapsing that did this. But here's the good news. The first one got delivered this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 90-plus percent curcuminin. The biggest competitor has 70-some percent. We wanted the strongest. We paid for it to do it. The average turmeric formula has 5% curcuminoid. Ours is 95% curcuminoid. No one has one stronger for your body, for your joints, for everything. And you, it's such an anti-inflammatory. It's such an antioxidant. And the cavalry is here. Bodies, whole body support, ultimate turmeric formula for joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, 95% curcuminoid, Boswellia extract, organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaf to accelerate in your body, and pepperdine from black pepper, the concentrate of that. This is the most powerful formula, because if I find one better, I'll do that. Out there, Bodies is back. Bodies is back at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. So you fund the InfoWar, you kill the inflammation, you empower your body, you do incredible things. InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies is here. The cavalry has arrived. InfoWarsStore.com. And next week, oh, people begging for it, Vitamin Mineral Fusion returns. All the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, next week. But Bodies is here, InfoWarsStore.com, and I am taking my last money tomorrow that I have in my bank account and putting it in to pay for payroll, everything else, so we know this is going to get us ahead, so we're not in this crisis. Thank you for the support, but get your Bodies now. The only way you fail is not taking action. You see the delivery. You see the victory. You see it. So get your Bodies at InfoWarsStore.com and your X2 and so much more. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this Made in America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Busy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in Double Patriot Points on Super Female Vitality, and finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I'm going to give the toll-free number out in the next segment for first-time callers. Talk about the global awakening that's happening, Hunter Biden's iPhone, and so much more on this live Tuesday, July 12th, 2022 transmission. So that's all coming up today. We've got so much news and information to be covering. I am fired up about this broadcast today. I'm very thankful to the crew. All of this is going to be covered today. And again, as I told you, start of the next segment, I'm going to give the number. And we're going to take your phone calls on the Great Reset, on the Global Awakening, and on Hunter Biden's iPhone and how they are desperately spinning out of control trying to suppress that. We've also got the worldwide economic collapse, the latest numbers on that. And we have this You Will Eat the Bugs, You Will Love It clip coming up. But first, here's this report.
Birth rates are declining. That's true in this country as well. It's true in Europe. The populations are literally disappearing. Most governments ignore this trend or instead import new citizens from the rest of the world.
But we don't like that approach because we would not like to, after our personal life, we would not like to leave this country to the migrants. We would like to leave it to our grandchildren.
Virtually alone among Western countries, Hungary has addressed the problem directly with a family policy. How to convince Hungarians to get married and have children? That's a major concern of the Orbán government.
They want to conserve Hungarian sovereignty, and family policy is a big part of that. They know that there will be no Hungary in the future if we're not creating Hungarians right now.
The plan to increase the Hungarian birth rate is simple. Reward people who'd like to have children.
So if we have a young couple and they want to raise children together, they can get a credit without an interest rate. It's quite a large amount of money. It's 10 million forints, which means like $30,000. You don't have to pay it back if you will have three children.
And they are willing to violate free market dogmas for the sake of defending the country.
So we totally write off your student loan if you have three children. We have a full exemption, lifelong, from personal income tax paying for mothers with at least four children. You also get a housing subsidy. If you want to buy a car, a seven-seater, if you have three children or the third child is on the way, then you are eligible for this support.
And countries to shut down their most productive sectors in the name of climate change and equity. So because of ESG, Germany is now rationing electricity. Because of ESG, farmers are in revolt in the Netherlands. But the saddest victim of ESG is Sri Lanka. Once a prosperous country right off the southern coast of India, Sri Lanka has collapsed. Inflation is over 50%. Food prices are up more than 80%. This week, Sri Lanka's president and prime minister had to flee the country. Citizens stormed their residences, went through their sock drawers, and swam in their swimming pools. And it was just a few years ago that the World Economic Forum published an article entitled, and we're quoting, "This is how we will make Sri Lanka rich by 2025. Weirdly, if you search that article online tonight, it's been deleted. Oh, weird, covering their tracks, but not very well. So how'd this happen? Well, in April of 2021, Sri Lanka's leaders banned chemical fertilizers. Now, 90% of the country's farms used chemical fertilizers. So what happened next? A third of Sri Lanka's farms shut down completely. Now, what happens when farms shut down? Quiz. Well, people starve. This is what the largest city in Sri Lanka, Colombo, looked like this week. What the Green New Deal looks like in Sri Lanka. Now, we know what you're thinking. Oh, so pampered lifestyle liberals in the United States just destroyed something else. They did to Sri Lanka what busing did to American education, just absolutely wrecked it and then walked away like it never happened. So that's the downside. People's lives were destroyed.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this Made in America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
In a few minutes, I'm going to give the toll-free number out to take your calls for first-time callers on the Great Reset on Hunter Biden's iPhone, which they now admit is real. Instead of denying it last time, they failed to suppress the laptop. They failed now instantly. It shows how we keep resisting. We get stronger. They get weaker. But I want to hear a little promo clip that a good fellow friend podcaster sent me this morning. Bill Gates' super villain origin story. Here it is.
This is take three of the videotape deposition of Bill Gates.
And if he didn't like what you said, he would, you know, he was known for responding with the words.
Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's ridiculous. I'm not using this thing. No. Somebody's confused. Somebody's just not thinking. I mean, there's no way.
You guys never understood. You never understood the first thing about this.
He's a multidimensional individual. He has great depth in so many different areas.
Hi, kids.
You had a number of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, he's dead, so, you know, in general, you always have to be careful. And, you know, today we're announcing a commitment over this next decade, which we think of as a decade of vaccines.
The vaccine is critical because until you have that, things aren't really going to be normal. And it won't be normal until we get an amazing vaccine to the entire world.
And for all 193 member states, you must make vaccines a high priority in your health systems to ensure that all your children have access to existing vaccines now and to the new vaccines that have recently become available.
And keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem?
That we're pledging an additional $1 billion Thank you. All right, thank you. It's not every day we give away $1 billion.
So my dad was head of Planned Parenthood. Not a Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huff.
It's a quick read. It's got a lot of good examples in it.
Eye in the face.
All right, so I'm going to open the phones up to first-time callers to talk about the global rebellion against the Great Reset and Hunter Biden's iPhone, which they now admit is real. They tried to deny it 2 years ago with the laptop. Much of it's the same stuff. And now it's all there, and they failed. See, it isn't working this time to say it's not real. They're losing. We're winning. But I want to play this clip right now, and then I'll give the number out here in a moment. Bring up the phones up right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. These people need you to bow down to them. They need you to not recognize their evil. They need you to go along with them. And I've done this thousands of times. I've played the corporate media, and I do it every day. And I said on the Sunday show I was doing it, but they can't help themselves. I said on air, this is archetypal, this is satire, this is illustrative, but if we could defeat the New World Order by me simply cutting a finger off live on air, how dramatic, with blood spewing, I would do it to show the listeners and viewers how much I appreciate them in this fight. Because if I'm willing to give up my body in the fight against these people, why would I not, like a Japanese man joining the mafia, cut my pinky off? And so ABC News, NBC News, CNN, Mediaite, all of them ran the story last night and today. It's in thousands of publications. Alex Jones is mentally ill, and he threatened to cut his finger off on his show. Though I said, this is an example. It's archetypal. It shows how committed I am. And I went on to say, we cut the balls off in the UK and Europe and the US and Canada and New Zealand, Australia, of 8-year-olds because the government convinces them they're a girl. So a little boy has their penis cut off. So if I said on air, I'm going to cut my penis off, I'm going to get up right now and I'm going to cut my penis off, that would be, oh, stunning and brave. But I say, I'll cut my finger off to show you how much I appreciate you. And they flip out. See how that works? Oh, cutting a child's penis and their testicles off, destroying their fertility, destroying their genetic future. That's liberal. That's trendy. But Jones says, as an example, if I could cut my finger off to beat this, I'd do it. Of course I would. In a second. God, I'm tempted to do it right now just to make a point. I mean, you know I'll do it, right? But not because I want to lose a finger, because I want to gain my body and my children and the future. I'm ready to die physically to beat these people. Of course I'll cut a finger off. And if the transaction was clear, I'd do it. But that's how sick these people are. They take a clip out of context and go, Jones is insane. He's on air. He's going to sell farm. He's trying to cut his finger off. And they cut all I set out explaining it. And they'll do it again right now, but it doesn't matter because they're not the only people on air. You're tuning in. You're spreading the word. You're exposing them. And that's what I'm saying. I don't want to sell farm. But if I could sell farm to stop these people, I'd do it. The truth is they're obsessed with this because they're self-harming to hurt themselves and all of us at the same time. But what are we willing to do to stop them? We don't need to self-harm. We just got to start caring and being involved and being informed. So here's the edited clip they played. Then we'll go to your phone calls. But that's what this is all about. What are you going to give up? What are you going to put on the line? Are you going to submit or are you going to roll over? It's that simple. And remember, we explained all this before they showed this clip out of context to demonize people saying, I'll cut my finger off for freedom. Well, my God, they teach our little boys to cut their penises off. It's liberal and loving. Here it is. And the league got to direct me so that I can continue this operation because we have been given nothing but success, nothing but victory. It has been spectacular. And you, the viewers and listeners, you did this, and that's why when I salute you, I'm not into self-harming, but I just archetypally want to take this dagger and just cut a finger off right on air to show you how much I appreciate you and what you've done. Because giving up a finger to beat these people is nothing. You have changed the world. You have stood up against evil. You have turned the tide. And I salute you, and I thank you. And you've got that from the very bottom of my heart. You've got my full commitment, because you need to know in the universe there are real people. You need to know in the universe there's people like you who aren't evil, who don't serve Satan. That's why they all day say I'm an actor, all day say I'm a fake, all day say I'm a fraud with no evidence, because they know I didn't sell out to them. They know you didn't sell. You didn't sell out. So it's all over the news. Daily Mail, Associated Press, it's everywhere. Jones threatens it. Well, if I'd have said, how about I cut my penis off? Then it'd be like, oh, my God, this is totally reasonable. But his finger, oh, my God, this man's insane. But it was his penis or his child's testicles. Well, then we're for it. So you can't have it both ways. Little children's balls and penises being cut off is good. Me cutting a finger off is bad. Which way is it?
7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then, we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series, exclusively, right now, at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks to your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. I thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Look at that. Everybody else is just like yellow or clear. That's because it's been denatured. It's been watered down. We didn't do that. You think I would metaphysically sell you something that is the very best I can get? I'd rather go to hell than do that. I will only give you the maximum best info, the maximum truth, the maximum product, because I want that goodwill. What I do to you, I do to myself. Don't you get the big secret? You ever seen fish oil look like that? No, you never seen that, have you? And this little jewel right here is solid liquid consciousness. Look it up. Find out how even the
FDA and the government admits fish oil is incredible. The number one thing anybody can do for themselves is take good fish oil or krill oil. Just like our information is dynamite, so are our products, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are in the year 2022, battling the globalist at point blank range. And we're taking your phone calls. And I'm doing a great job, I think, lately, actually getting to them. That means each person gets 60 seconds. Let's go to Chicago and talk to Dino. Dino, you're on the air, first caller of the day.
Awesome. Alex, thank you very much for taking my call. You guys are soldiers of God, so God bless you. I just want to make some quick points. The BRICS, I saw a video recently that Russia, China, and possibly Iran might introduce a new currency to combat the U.S. dollar, so that'll deflate the value of the dollar or hyperinflate it tremendously. And then out in California, me being a trucker, there's a law called AB5 where it basically eliminated 1099 contractors. So you're going to see supply chain issues and disruptions on the West Coast tremendously. I mean, the farmers need diesel fuel. The ports need to be picked up and delivered over there. Things need to be put on a train. A lot of the food is produced in California. So you're going to see, and then along with the fact that 80 plus factories have been destroyed, I mean, things are going to start looking kind of bad pretty soon. So now you have issues with that. And then UPS and I guess maybe another carrier, Saia, might stop shipping uppers or firearm parts. So people that want to get certain things might see supply chain disruptions, and then the dollar, when people thought because of the housing crisis, might go south and might go through the roof.
No, you're right. The technocracy is doing a stress test to see what the AI can get away with. But as long as we expose the technocrats are doing it, they'll get the blame. They won't feel safe. They won't be sheltered. They'll back down. That's the key. Thank you so much, Dino. Rob in Mississippi, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
That caller, he just nailed it. So I'm just going to plug. I'm 54 years old. I had a life of working around animals and logging. Scars all over my arms, sunspots all over my arms. You plug a caller named Granny Do-Right that talked about her sunspots disappearing, 100% true. I've been taking X2 since the lockdown. I recently ordered, about a month or two ago, the 4-pack. Alex, get us a 7-pack. Advertise it to people mostly over 50. Do the 4, but also add Bodies, Krill Oil, and Brain Force Ultra. Give us a 7-pack. And people, if you do not have X2, if you do not have Ultra 12, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion when you can get it, something's wrong. You have got to get this stuff.
It's incredible. Dr. Group told me 10 years ago, when you take this pure deep earth iodine, I had sunspots. He goes, they'll go away. They went away in like a month. It is incredible what pure iodine does.
My shoulders were covered. They're almost gone. And one other thing, I work from 4 a.m. to noon now, and that's not when our brain is at its most active. Is it 4 a.m., 3 a.m.? 30 minutes after taking this 4-pack. You are wide awake with no jitters. You are wide awake. You're thinking. You're going through your daily routine. You feel good. Your body doesn't hurt. I'm just get us a 7-pack, Alex, please.
Brother, all I know is the UN is obsessed with bombarding us with bad halogens, chlorine, fluoride, bromine. Clean iodine is the key, but so much iodine is bound to other elements, so you don't absorb it. This iodine does it. It's X2. Everybody should get it. It should be the one product we have because everybody should have it. It would fund the whole operation. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much, sir. All right. Hernando. Let's talk to Hernando in South Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead, Hernando.
Hey, it's actually Fernando, but that's okay.
They put Hernando. Fernando, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, that's all right. So really quickly, I know the globalists, they're in a corner, but aren't they just going to double down? And then, you know, in fact, they're still pushing the kill shot and stuff like that. I'm worried that they're just going to, like you said, probably just assassinate Biden and blame us, put him in camps and stuff.
No, I hear you. They're destabilizing things. They're collapsing things. And Biden's a puppet. We're doing the best job we can, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I know a lot of the younger people, I'm a pretty young guy, I'm 25, but a lot of people, you know, early college especially, they just don't care. They don't care what's going on. They just want to live their lives. And it's like, I'm wearing the shirt, the Alex Jones shirt.
Go ahead, sorry.
And, you know, it's usually the older people that respond. So I was thinking maybe we should, like, invest in some kind of, like, megaphone live video where Patriots, you know, just blast highlights of InfoWars clips out in public.
Well, you're right. In some areas, the young people are awake. In some areas, it's the older folks. But the younger people have been taught to be jellyfish, to not care, to only care about themselves. They don't connect to others, and they're in for a rude awakening. Thank you so much, Fernando. Sorry I got your name wrong. Josh in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead, Josh.
First of all, thank you for taking my call. It's a real honor to be on the show. But what I really wanted to talk about was Klaus Schwab and how he is making us his puppet in his little mind game of his. And I'm just not going to stand for that.
I agree, Josh. How old are you?
I'm an 11-year-old info warrior.
Well, that's beautiful, Josh. How did you find the show, and what do you want to say to millions of people right now?
I found it because my dad watches it, and I just find it really interesting. And I just find, and I find Klaus Schwab very, I don't even know, but I just really wanted to get that out there, that Klaus Schwab is making us his puppets in his tiny little mind game.
He is, and the minute we wake up to his criminal activity, it's game over for Klaus Schwab and the New World Order, Josh. You got a great dad, you got a great family, and we love you being on board, brother. Just spread the word. Human intelligence will overpower the AI. We're going to win together. Anything else, Josh?
That's about it. Thank you for letting me be on the show.
Josh, thank you for calling. Let's talk to a caller in California. Let's talk to Sean. Sean, you're on the air.
Morning, Alex. Hope you're doing well.
I'm fighting hard, brother. I'm doing damn well.
Awesome. Real quick, I'm going to relate something here. This stuff with the Biden footage release reminds me back when we had the Lewinsky scandal. The Republicans had enough to get rid of Clinton with Whitewater, but it was sex that sailed and got the public behind getting rid of Clinton and impeaching him. So I'm seeing history repeating itself here, where now we got a big sex scandal, and it's, you know, worse than a sex scandal, obviously. But that might be the impetus for the Republicans to finally follow your advice and impeach Joe Biden. And I wanted to let you know, in smoke and mirrors and circuses, we got stuff going on with those Georgia Guidestones still. The Elberton Granite Association Vice President Chris Kubas is saying they're going to rebuild them. Elberton's mayor, Daniel Graves, can't make up a funnier name, he's talking about how good it was for the community. And their local district attorney, Park White, wants to prosecute 20 years, claiming it's an assault upon our community.
Well, it's going to be terrible when it gets blown up again.
Yeah, the governing authority of Elberton County is who owns that land. That county needs to get together and tell them, do not rebuild. That's on those people.
Oh, the left's all about pulling down monuments. What happens when we start doing it? I hear you, and I appreciate your call. All right, we just took like 6-7 calls in one segment. We're going to come back, and we're going to go to Samuel, Greg, Jay, Julian, Brian, Jason, Mary, Sally, and Chris straight ahead. They can't stand us communicating. They can't stand us coming together. They can't stand us being on air. But we are in defiance of them, and I salute all the listeners and viewers. We'll be back as the rebellion rolls into high gear.
I knew black on the rolling.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington slaying the dragon. Then we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment come and take it Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series, exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world, and this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com. The globalists are making their move. Their great reset is here. They're coming for your children. They're coming for the value of your currency. They're coming for your national sovereignty. They're coming for your very bodies with their biomedical tyranny. They're coming for your free speech. They're coming for your privacy. And ladies and gentlemen, they're coming for your right to vote and have your representative in government that you and your fellow Americans choose. The new film, the seminal film, the most important documentary ever made in my view, 2000 Mules, is now available on DVD with expanded extras at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get the powerful film with other documentaries discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Everyone needs this DVD in their library to show everyone you know. We have the tools to bring these criminals to justice. They're planning to run the same scams again. This film can stop them if you take action. InfoWarsStore.com. 2000 Mules.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are taking your calls, bam, 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 today. And blessed to be on air in defiance of the censors and the control freaks that have tried to censor and silence America and the world. We are strong. And their corruption is being exposed, and they know they're in deep trouble. But the danger is they're going to strike back hard. We've got to be ready for that. All right, we're taking the calls in order they are received here. We're going to go to a lot of calls here today. Let's talk to Samuel in California. Samuel, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Good, man. Hey, I just wanted to talk about the IMF and the World Bank and the central banking system in the world. One of the Rothschilds' mother said, I mean, it was a bunch of them. She said, there would be no wars if my sons didn't want it. And I think people really need to start realizing that the World Bank, the IMF, like, we wouldn't have wars if they weren't in control and they weren't starting these wars on purpose. I mean, Russia has a centralized bank. Only three countries left in the world don't have centralized banks. And I think people really need to realize this thing is, you know, so complex. And if people don't start realizing that we got to take the power back for ourselves and not rely on
And that's
on
what's
the
powerful.
System.
And in China, with bank runs, and Sri Lanka, they are attacking the central banks. They know who the enemy is.
Yeah. And I mean, it's so quintessential to our existence that people start realizing that we don't need their money. And any, you know, the, you know, every president that's gone against these people has ended up dead. So it's time to, you know, it's time for people to realize that this is such a big thing, major, serious agenda that all they had to do is change a one into a zero and we would have no money. Just like they've done in so many other countries.
Exactly. And with the social credit score, they've got the excuse. Just like they got away with censorship, now it's taking your bank account. Beautifully said, Samuel. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Greg in Virginia. Greg, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, this is Greg, man. Listen, it's a pleasure to be up here with you. Love you to death.
Love you.
Look, I just want to, you know, I want to plug, you know, the word of God, man. I want to make sure that, you know, the body of Christ and, you know, the InfoWars of this world and the patriots of this world are not afraid to fight for what they believe in. Number one, it's God ordained. I want to read three scriptures from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, starting at verse 4 to verse 7. And I just want to say, you know, I'm the founder of the Real Greg Kelly Show, and I'm banned everywhere. But this is the word that needs to go forth to the people of God in this hour. Look at the proud, verse 4. They trust in themselves and their lives are crooked. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. Wealth is treacherous, and the arrogant are never going to rest. They open their mouths as wide as the grave, and like death, they are never satisfied. In their greed, they have gathered upon many nations and swallowed many people. Here we go. But soon their captives will taunt them. We're seeing it happen right now. But they will mock them, saying, "What sorrow awaits you, thieves? Now will you get what you deserve? You become rich by extortion. And how much longer can this go on? Suddenly your debtors will take action. They will turn on you and take everything that you have. And they will stand there trembling and helpless because you plundered many nations." And I just want to let everybody know, we've got to get ready. We're watching this happen all over the globe, and it will not miss America. And if we are afraid and if we are divided, we will be defeated. Thank you for InfoWars. Thank you for what you do. And sound the alarm. We have got to get ready, Alex. Got to get
God
ready.
Bless you. Yeah, it's here. Thank you, Greg. Jay in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Wow. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. You're a living legend.
No, you're a legend. Go ahead.
I appreciate you. So I have three new terms I want to coordinate to the InfoWar round for you. I think you're going to love every one of them. So the first is eugenicide. Eugenicide. It's a combination of the words eugenics and genocide. I think it's the best term in one word to basically explain what we've been living through since 2020. All right. The next term is global techno-fascist state. It's basically what the world, New World Order is. I found that most of our family members are too kind of programmed against that word. So the global techno-fascist state, simply put, is a world government. That's the global. The techno stands for technocracy, which isn't just a fancy term we conspiracy theorists use, but it's an actual form of government that the world elite has been advocating for over 100 years with political parties in Canada and the U.S., and it basically means scientific rule by the elite. We were warned of it by Eisenhower. We've been warned of it by many other people. That's if you want to know what it looks like, you simply have to watch any of the dystopian nightmare horror movies made in the past generation, Hunger Games.
And it's
Blade
all
Runner,
coming true. It's all part of their plan on record. Yep.
Absolutely. And the last term is the Great Reset versus the Great Renaissance. And basically the Renaissance, as we all know, it was a huge advancement in human civilization, and it basically came from advancements in technology, advancements in spiritual exploration, and also freedom from the centralized authorities, mainly church and state. So with the combination of that, I think we actually do have a real chance of, you know, making it through this, but the harvest is going to be rough.
Exactly. This is a big time we're in right now. Thank you, Jay. Julian in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, it's actually Jillian.
Jillian, I'm sorry. I can't get any names right. Jillian, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, I just want to thank you for taking my call, and I just had two questions I wanted your opinion and your view on, which is Tamara Lynch getting denied bail, and she was one of the leaders of the Freedom Convoy in Canada.
Yeah, they've still got people locked up in solitary confinement for people peaceful protest. Canada has turned into North Korea.
Yes, it has, and it's more like China now instead of Canada. And my other question, and I want your opinion on, is that NYC doing a PSA on what to do during a nuclear attack.
You know, I'm glad you raised that. I'll play that video when we come back. They're just creating total fear any way they can to get you to submit to them.
And that was all I would like to ask today.
Jillian,
and
I will answer that question when we come back. Thank you so much. Amazing question. We will get to that next segment right now. Let's go to another caller. Larry, is that Larry Pinckney? I didn't know Larry Pinckney was holding. We'll go to Larry Pinckney. Larry Pinckney, one of the founding members of the new Black Panther Party, the real folks of the original Black Panther Party. He's here with us right now. Larry, how you doing, man?
My brother, I miss you, I love you, and I adore and respect you. I'm just calling very briefly because I know there are millions of
dollars. No. We're not going to be briefly. The next guest host can, like, wait 15 minutes. If you want to tell us what's coming up, the guest hosts know I push them back sometime. How about we do segment two together for 10 minutes?
Sounds great. Anything you say, my good brother. You know I love you and respect you.
I love you, too.
So
in fact, I've been asking. I'm not mad at the producers, but I've been asking them to get you on for a few months. I know you got a lot going on, but what are you going to tell us coming up in about 15 minutes?
Well, basically, I want to stress, one, the importance of InfoWars, Alex. I want to stress that InfoWars is not new. It's been around for well over a decade, and not just around, but telling the truth. Tomorrow's news today. All right. The second thing I want to stress is that we are not powerless. We are very strong, and we are getting stronger every day. Those are the two things I'd like to stress, my brother.
All right. Don't hang up, please, sir. We won't cut these callers off. I'll go to break. I'm going to come back and get to Jeremiah and Brian and Jason, everybody, and Mary and everybody. And then we'll do two segments together. We'll do segment one and segment two of the next hour. And then I forget who's doing the there's a whole other hour coming up. Actually, I actually have, we'll do this. We'll do this. I'm out of my mind, folks. We have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny coming up. So I'm completely all over the map here. We're going to come back and go to Larry Pinckney, the original Black Panther Party, not the new Black Panther Party that the FBI controls, like they control the Klan. We'll talk to him for a segment. And then we will have Sherry Tenpenny on, and then I will continue with everybody else that is patiently holding here on this Tuesday, July 12th, worldwide broadcast. But I have been trying to get Larry Pinckney on, so I'm really glad he's here because he was a founding member of the Black Panther Party and got put in prison for it and has exposed the whole thing, and his knowledge is incredible. So Larry Pinckney is straight ahead, massively censored, not supposed to hear from him, but millions are tuning in right now. You're about to hear from Larry Pinckney. So, Larry, we're back in 4 minutes. Please stay there. We're going to write to Larry Pinckney, then Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, then all your calls, InfoWars.com, tomorrow news today. Love Larry Pinckney calling in.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
If I had to describe with just one word the brainwashing, the mind control, the asleep trance that the general public is in, the best word would actually be the people are lost. Just like you're lost to sleep or lost in a bad nightmare, or you're in a car wreck and get knocked out and you've lost your bearings because you are totally dizzy and confused. You have a concussion. And that's what the globalists have done. They have stunned us. They have put us into a position of not knowing our bearings. And then Klaus Schwab recently came out and gave a speech he called The Great New Narrative, where he brags how the public is lost, how the culture and the media has been driven to make sure that people are all alone so they can now guide humanity over the edge of a cliff. That's what the Great Reset is. They need darkness to thrive. The light lives at Infowars.com. I designed over 200 t-shirts in the last 25 years. And we have some of those original designs still for sale at Infowarsstore.com. These are real classics. But ladies and gentlemen, they're all about to be limited edition because we're selling out of them. They're about to be history, and we're selling out of the hoodies, the ball caps, the t-shirts, all these amazing designs at cost, Infowarsstore.com, except for this fundraiser shirt that is a real hit and people love it. It's $24.95. Alex Jones is right on the front, the red thunderbolt, and then again on the back, a big bold Infowars.com. Exercise your First Amendment. Don't let the leftist and the globalist bullies silence you and fund the Infowar at the same time. There is not a more politically incorrect shirt that sends a stronger message of freedom, resistance to the New World Order than the Alex Jones Was Right shirt, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, this shirt is limited edition as well. We're doing one more run and then no more. InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours today.
Ladies and gentlemen, high-quality, storable food is back in stock, ready to ship right now. We've not been selling food for 3 months because it was taking several weeks for the food to get packaged and delivered to you. Most other companies are completely out, but now they have a large spectrum of high-quality food ready to ship. Everything you find at PrepareWithAlex.com or PrepareToday.com is in stock, ready to ship. So go to PrepareWithAlex.com or PrepareToday.com and order your high-quality, storable food right now, ready to ship to you and your family. With the inflation happening, with the food shortages, with the wars, with the collapsing borders, everything's happening. It is one of the most important decisions you can make is to have high quality, storable food, water filtration, air filtration, and more. And it's not just those items. It's hundreds of other high quality preparedness items and survival items right now at preparewithalex.com that again redirects to preparetoday.com. I would not procrastinate, ladies and gentlemen. One of the most important things you can do is get ahead of inflation now because the inflation is just beginning.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Well, I would know that distinctive voice, that beautiful voice anywhere. It's Larry Pinkney, an original Black Panther Party leader, put in prison for standing up for freedom, exposing the whole globalist operation. I have been wanting to get him on the show, and God, thank God he called in today. So I want his take on where the world is, where he sees this all going, and his message to the people. He's got his own channel on band.video. Larry Pinkney, amazing to have you, my brother. Thank you so much. What do you want to impart to our audience of millions right now?
Well, the first thing for I want to say, my good brother, is I love you, I respect you, I adore you. Not only you, but all the crew, whether it's Owen Schroer, whether it's Darren McBreen, all of the crew at InfoWars, black, white, brown, red, yellow, all of them. We love you. You are doing a magnificent and most important job. Now, that's the first thing I want to say. The second thing I want to say is that we are... You have repeatedly said this, Alex, and I want to reiterate it. We are winning. The you know, the lamestream, vomit stream media, as I call it, will never admit that we are winning, despite the dismal ratings of CNN and the rest of those despicable clowns. But we are winning. But we must intensify, because they will react. I didn't say respond. They will react. And this is where you, Alex, and all of my brothers and sisters at InfoWars are so important. We must prepare for that, because as every day, every hour, every second passes, these elitists, and not just the elitists.
I know what you're about to say. They're about to blow up some black churches, aren't they? They're about to false flag.
They're about to do whatever they can, my brother, to divert attention from their wickedness, to divert attention from the despicable, deplorable actions. It's all about divide and conquer. And we will not allow that. We will simply not allow that.
I totally agree. So, Larry, you're a smarter guy than I am with history, been around longer than I am. You're my elder. What would you call this period in history? I call it the Great Awakening. I mean, it's on everywhere.
It is the Great Awakening. I love that expression. It is the Great Awakening. Forget the Great Reset. Well, don't forget it. But it really is the Great Awakening. And this is what scares them to death, because they know it. They know our brothers and sisters, be they in Alabama, Mississippi, New York, California, Tennessee, wherever in this great republic. And it is a great republic. With all our fallacies, it is a great republic. And we will bring it back. And we will set our little minor differences aside. And we will succeed. Lasima tushin de mbila shaka, which means we shall succeed without a doubt. So where we are today, my brother, where we are today is where they thought we'd never be. They thought they would wipe you and InfoWars out. Well, guess what? They were wrong. Wrong. Okay? And we've only, as I keep saying, we've only just begun to fight. I keep quoting that song that came out back in the day. I'm an old dude. Back in the 60s. By the Carpenters, we've only just begun. Well, we've only just begun to fight. We've only just begun to bring our republic back, and we're going to do that. And you know what, Alex? You are one of my heroes. You really are. You really are. Whether I don't give a damn about I'm older than you. Of course I'm older than you. There are people older than me. But you are one of my heroes.
Well, you're my hero too, brother. But I agree with you. We were winning, but we should be ready for whatever nastiness these people are about to pull.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I've talked to so many people. I want to say this. I've even talked to, or talked with, if you will, people who have voted, quote, Democrat all their lives, who the last election, quote unquote election, said, that's it. I can no longer, meaning they, could no longer go with the Democrats because the
Democrats. And it's not the Republicans are perfect, but we know the Democrats are pure evil. So what do you think is going to happen next?
I think what's going to happen next is they're going to try on steroids what they tried 2 years ago. I think they're going to try it on steroids. But at the same time, I think they're very fearful. And by they, I mean the deep state. I mean the globalists. I mean the elite and the super elite behind the elite. They are going to try to hoodwink us, bamboozle us, as Malcolm said, once again. But this time they know that millions and millions of people are watching.
I agree, because here's the deal. I'm not for violence, but I'm for civil disobedience. They're burning down Bill Gates' businesses all over Europe right now, all over Sri Lanka, China. They're raiding the central banks. They're flying Gadsden flags in Brazil, in Argentina, and in South Africa. This is 1776 worldwide. They are scared right now.
It is 1776 worldwide. It's not just a thing. You know, some people might think, oh, that's a nice thing. What's more than a nice thing? It is reality. It is 1776 worldwide, and we'd better damn well understand it. And we have to be a part of that. Let's remember the American Revolution. People say, oh, yeah, all the Americans, the colonists stood up. No, they didn't. Less than one-tenth stood up and laid their lives on the line. For our republic, to build our republic.
And they weren't perfect, but the idea was amazing, and we're building towards that, what Martin Luther King talked about, our children on that hill together in peace.
That's right. And, of course, they'd now like to tear down the statues of Dr. King, wouldn't they? They'd like to tear down the statues of Frederick Douglass. Oh, my God, he was a Republican. A Republican, oh, my God. You know, a slave abolitionist.
No, you're right. For those that don't know, Pinckney knows this. They're tearing down Martin Luther King statues at major universities, saying he wasn't liberal enough.
Right. And what we're dealing with, and I'm glad you used the word, my good brother, liberal, because what we're dealing with today July the 12th, 2022, what we're dealing with today is what I term, as a former university instructor, quote unquote, of political science and history, I call it neoliberal fascism.
Exactly. Just describe neoliberals. The people need to know who the enemy is.
All right, we understand that neoliberals are trying to push their depraved, their degenerate, their disgusting ideology. You see, these people are ideology or ideology driven. They are not driven by pragmatism or common sense. Forget common sense. It's no longer common. But we will bring it back, just as we will bring our republic back. So this is what those people are driven by. That's why they're so arrogant. That's why they look down on us. I listened to how you described, you know, this idiot who said, you know, tacos, right? Jill Stein, so-called doctor. Jill Stein. Oh, my God. The president's wife. What can I say? What there is of a president. But anyway, Jill Biden. The bottom line is that, you know, how do you insult people and get away with it? They have dumbed us down, but we are reversing this. We are reversing it every single hour.
We are winning. No one can deny we're winning. This is how do you expect then these two powerful forces coming together? What does Larry Pinkney think's about to happen?
Well, I think we're about to see. Well, you said it. I'm just going to repeat what you said. I see right now a reawakening. Even if people do not fully understand what is happening, they know that what we're dealing with now is a sick, corrupt system, top to bottom, okay? They know that, and they may not have the answers, and I notice I said answers, not answer. There are many answers, plural, but they do know it has to be changed. That's what I see, and I'm so proud of you, Alex. I am so proud of you, brother. I am so proud. I cannot emphasize that.
I'm proud of you too,
and Owen and Shore, you know, and Owen, all of you. I'm so proud of you, brothers and sisters, because the more they throw at you, the stronger you become. And as we said in the original Black Panther Party, not the so-called fake frauds, not the so-called new blacks, we said all power to the people. And who are the people? The people are my brothers and sisters, be they black, white, brown, red, yellow, American citizens. All right. And that's why I'm proud of you. You keep getting stronger. You, your listeners, all of us. So, I mean, whatever.
Well, Larry, you're one of the most censored people out there. How do people find Larry Pinkney? You have a Band Out video channel. I'd love it if you did more. We love you. We need to work with you more. How do people find Larry Pinkney?
Well, you can find me at Black Activist. That's Black Activist WG. Okay. .org. Black Activist T, all right, WWG, okay, .org. You know how I am, Alex. I don't push myself. I want to see our people, my brothers and sisters, black, white, brown, red, and yellow, citizens of this republic, I want to see us succeed.
Pro-human future. Larry Pinkney, we love you. And listen, we got you right now. I want to do a Saturday special with you for like an hour live this Saturday or whenever you want. Those are big shows. We love you. Get him on the show, guys.
7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series, exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks to your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com. We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com. and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your phone calls. This is a short segment. The Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us. Then after she leaves, I'll continue with your phone calls. We're taking calls in order to receive, but I had to pause for a segment with Larry Pinkney. What an amazing person. I love him so much. Love everybody that fights for freedom. But he's, if you know his whole story, it's just unbelievable that guy did, what he stood up against. Brian in Texas. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Powerful call, what Larry Pinkney had to say about there is a great awakening going on. And it is, make no mistake, you are the catalyst behind this, Alex. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. No doubt people are waking
up. Let me
up
interrupt you. I'm not being rude, Brian. If we give me credit, it's a lie. The listeners and you, Brian, are the catalyst. All of us together did this. Because if we think Alex Jones did it, that's a joke. We need to give the credit to you. Go ahead.
You're the motivator. You, I agree with you, but I really appreciate, and everybody does appreciate, what you've put yourself through.
Well, I appreciate you, Brian. Just keep me in the fight. I have nightmares. I'll beat these people. I want to beat him. So thank you for helping me beat him. That's all I'm saying, brother. All I want to do is beat him. We're going to do it together. Go ahead and make a point.
We have been blessed by the Bible, and it lets us know the whole outcome of all this. But the one thing that we do not know, and we have to keep remembering, is we don't know the time frame. No man knows it. So the fight that we're putting up needs to continue, needs to stay strong. And that's the purpose of my call. We need to grow the InfoWars infrastructure. And just in a raw idea, we need the churches. We need to do this through the way God wants us to do it. But we don't need every church. We know that we have been let down by the churches. We need committed churches to get on board to grow this InfoWars outreach, if you will. A place that people can still gather. We know we're going to be attacked. It's coming. It's going to be more difficult possibly in the future. People may have no power, but it needs, if we had a infrastructure of churches on board where people could go to and connect.
I totally agree. If churches would get off the bench, we'd fix this right away.
And that's the thing. If they get on board, that's the ones that we want. If they don't want to be, if they want to be a prophet church, a mega church, if you will.
Well, they keep pretending like they'll just hide and they'll be passed over. No, we're going to lose everything if they don't get off their ass.
You know, it's a shame. I've met more people my age whose parents have had them in church predominantly their whole life, which is a great thing. However, when I talk to a majority of these people, they know nothing about Revelation.
They have no idea that it's all being fulfilled. They have no idea it's all here.
They know the feel-good message, and there's nothing wrong with that. There should be a balance, though. And in the times that we're living in, people that
have been going to church, everybody. They stay babies. It's time to grow up.
They need to know about the mark of the beast. They need to know. They need to stay stern. And but anyway, I just hope you consider this. I'm sure it's something that you thought about. But we need the churches, and
I want the churches to get on board. I go to the mega churches in Austin, and the pastors are listeners, and they're doing an okay job, but they need to go all the way. God bless you. All right, look, I'll get to Jason, Marie, Sally, Chris, Jeremiah, Deborah, Jeremiah. Never had two Jeremiahs. We had two Jeremiahs. That's wild. Jeremiah in Virginia and in California. And Heath. I'll get to all of you, but we got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. one of the leading doctors exposing this tyranny, medical doctor, coming up straight ahead. And we've got so many clips, major European studies confirming that the mRNA shot takes over your DNA, major studies that it is causing cancer and mass death, record death that she predicted here 2.5 years ago. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is coming up in just 60 seconds on the other side of this. And I hope every amazing listener of a race, color, and creed that's got red blood that God made will share the live feeds of Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video right now, because they wouldn't be trying to censor if this didn't hurt them. It hurts them bad. And we're going to protect the people straight ahead. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's not about credit, but it's about results. And of the Dr. Mercullis and Mucullis and countless other great men and women that have stood up to the evil of the genetic, biological, chemical attack through these shots. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I've been interviewing more than 20 years. And she's here with us now to talk about the latest developments. A medical doctor who saw the problems in her own patients, who successfully and accurately predicted 2.5 years ago on this show what is now confirmed. All the insurance actuaries, the Wall Street Journal, all of them. Oh, my God, record deaths in young people, record deaths 18 to 63. The vaccines aren't vaccines. They erase your immune system, and it's all hanging out there, but nothing is being done about it. And now they're coming back with more lockdowns and more force shots and their next attack. So she joins us now, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, one of the country's most knowledgeable and outspoken physicians regarding the impact of vaccines on health. TenpennyIMC.com, website Vaxxer with two X's, .com, Twitter, Busy Dr. T. And she joins us to talk about brain damage. We are now seeing from the shots, blood clots, the agenda, the history of money, gold, silver, and how to prepare for the next steps. DrTenpenny.com. Doctor, we salute you and we thank you. And we wish you weren't vindicated, but you certainly are in spades. You're here with us now. You've got the floor.
Thank you so much, Alex. And yes, it's been almost 23 years that we've been having these conversations about vaccines that then rolled over into the pandemic. And then, of course, the COVID injections and jabs, which are not vaccines. And you're right. It's not a good feeling to know that everything that I said back in March of 2020 in terms of the pandemic, in terms of the masks, the myth of the mask, the nonsense of the social distancing, the fraud of the PCR test, and all of the stuff and the 40 mechanisms of injury of how these shots can make you sick or kill you. And I said that somewhere between March of 2020 and March of 21, that the tsunami of deaths that would be coming, the tsunami of injuries. And I just heard your segment about the churches, and hopefully the churches will not fail us as miserably the second time around when we see this tsunami of regrets and remorse and of sadness when all these people are dying, and that the church will be there and we'll see the greatest revival ever. Because what we're now seeing in terms of brain injury from these shots is just irrefutable. I mean, what is actually causing something called tauopathies? It's there's two substacks that I wrote about it. My substacks are Eye on the Evidence at substack.com. And are your friends and family members brain damaged by something that is destroying what's called alpha syncytin, which turns into Lewy body dementia and Parkinson's disease anywhere 3 to 10 years out from when this is happening? So any of the people that say, I got the shot and I'm just fine, they've got to be looking over their shoulder for years in terms of neuropathic problems, dementias, and other types of things that will be going on with their brain and their immune system. When I wrote the article, I wrote a second article on Substack that was called, I got the shot and I'm just fine, because I'm sure that that could resonate too with thousands, if not millions of your listeners, that they hear that from their friends and family members. But the problem is that the blood-brain barrier is being broken by these spike proteins that are manufactured by these shots, and also by the chemicals that are inside of the shots, the polyethylene glycol, the graphene oxide, and the heaven only knows what else is in there of those shots, and I say that in air quotes, that is damaging the blood-brain barrier. And the blood-brain barrier is now called the neurovascular unit, and it's the blood that surrounds the brain and incorporates the spinal cord. And what they're actually saying is that this is actually going to be causing, and let me read this to you, it's the dysfunction of the blood-brain barrier is rapidly expanding and can cause numerous pathological conditions such as ischemic strokes, infections, epilepsy, tumors, drug-resistant epilepsy, neuroinflammatory diseases called tauopathies. The breakdown of the blood-brain barrier is an early independent biomarker of human cognitive decline.
So let me interrupt you. I'm not a medical doctor like you are that predicted all this.
One sentence, Alex. Tau proteins have been found in 40 to 50% of people with the blood-brain barrier that's been destroyed. So we can document this by blood tests.
No, start over. I didn't mean to interrupt you. My point is, I read the headlines. Blood clots at record level. Oh, the soft drinks are making it happen. This is having it happen. They admit all this death is happening, and they're trying to act like it's not the shots. So recap what you were saying. I just wanted to inject that.
Yeah, and now I read one yesterday that they're trying to blame coffee. Coffee, yeah, as being the reason for blood clots, that, you know, we know that that's simply not true. And I think that a lot of these things with monkeypox and with these hemorrhagic fevers, they want to like start the fear machine mongering again so that everybody will lock down and wear a mask, do all the stupid stuff with putting Q-tips up their nose. And all that's doing is covering up the side effects. We know that Pfizer had documented more than 1,100 diseases, disorders, and types of problems that were going to be caused by these Pfizer shots, and they knew about it before they even released them.
Exactly. So I interrupted you and messed up what you were saying earlier. Recap that, because that's important, and then continue on.
Just the fact that the disruption of the blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier is the endothelial cells that are really super tightly joined together, that they really regulate what is allowed into the brain. The spike proteins and the chemicals in these shots are breaking down the blood-brain barrier. And as that gets broken, we can actually measure something called tau proteins, spelled T-A-U, tau proteins in the blood as an acute independent marker of cognitive dysfunction. So these people that you're seeing that can't talk, can't finish sentences, are really grasping for different types of things that they didn't do before. And when I wrote the article, I got the shot and I'm just fine, and I wrote the other article, are your friends and family members brain damaged by the shots? I meant it. I really meant it, that this is actually happening. And this is just one element of the neurocognitive decline. The other is the cardiovascular markers and what we're seeing with myocarditis. I wrote another article on my Substack about myocarditis. And all of these things are happening. And, Alex, these are just two of 1,100 different things.
And we go back to October of 2020. The CDC's own documents said this would happen. So they knew, Dr. Timpany.
They did. They've known it from the beginning. And, you know, the judge that has told them to release 55,000 documents per month, and so far I believe it's only been about 1,200, they are really, what are they trying to hide? That they wanted to bury for 75 years, which is all the people that are alive and doing the CEOs and doing the bench researchers and all these things now would be dead, and it would be into the next generation. So they wanted to literally bury the data so that we would not know of all these horrifying things that were going to be happening. The infertility, the cardiac problems, the autoimmune diseases, the long list of autoimmune diseases, the long list of cancers in every organ system of the body. This is full out war on the human race. On the human race. And yes, the churches, like you said in your last segment, which is one of the things I talk about a lot when I'm out doing my public talks, is how involved this, we need to be fighting the spiritual battle here, and the churches really do need to step it up and get involved.
Wow. You got so much to cover in the next hour. What do you want to get into next when we come back?
I think that we'll just talk about this a little bit more, about the different types of symptoms that people may be having, and that we need to talk about the cognitive dissonance. And then I'd like to talk a little bit about our summer camp, the summer boot camp that we're doing starting right now.
All right. Dr. Shira Tenpenny is our guest. You got a lot of great websites. What's the best one for folks to visit?
DrTenpenny.com is where you can find most everything that's linked through DrTenpenny.com.
All right. DrTenpenny.com. Excellent site. Incredible information. The insurance actuaries, all the numbers are out, mass death, record death. They are literally killing us and trying to normalize it, but we're not going to let them do it. A lot of people, well, they ended the lockdowns. They've got those coming back as well. We'll talk about it straight ahead. Please don't forget, band.video. Once this live show's over, we'll archive this Dr. Shira Tenpenny interview. She's one of the biggest guests we have on, millions of views. Share it. Wake people up. Warn people. This archived interview, this live right now, will be posted at band.video. Whatever you do, continue to spread the word about InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com/show. We'll be right back.
There is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way, the products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, or simply follow the URL that is a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com from PrepareWithAlex.com. High-quality, storable food is now back in stock, ready to ship to you and your family. We've not sold food for 3 months because there was a wait. Now there is not a wait. Almost every other storable food distributor is completely out and will not have more food for months, if ever. And the prices are exploding. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to protect yourself and your family and not be dependent on the system. The time to be self-sufficient is now. We have the best deals on high-quality storable food and a whole spectrum of other preparedness and survival items right now at PrepareToday.com. That's PrepareToday.com, or simply type in PrepareWithAlex.com, and it's a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com. Get prepared now at PrepareToday.com.
I want
to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is.
But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
About the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Wow. And so in simple terms, what does that mean, Dr. Bartlett?
Thank you for making it simple. So basically, there's an enzyme that can take that messenger RNA vaccine information and put it into the DNA of the person, into their DNA. Mm. And we were told that could not happen. So this is in a lab, but it's showing
really?
That the you remember the vaccine is messenger RNA.
Yeah.
And we were told that that messenger RNA could not go into your DNA, but this is showing that in a lab it can.
And so what happens when it does, Dr. Gold?
Well, can I answer slightly different than your question?
Yeah.
So one of the fun things about the last couple of years being a doctor and lawyer is this is a very interesting opportunity, and I think we're going to be bringing another lawsuit because there's actually federal law that you cannot discriminate against people for genetic discriminations. I forgot the acronym. I think it's GINA, G-I-N-A.
GINA,
right? So this now opens the door to saying that if you're not allowing somebody in who chose not to get the shot, that you're actually engaging in genetic discrimination. So I think there's this Sweden study, I think, opens the door to a new type of lawsuit.
If you're pregnant and you have this done, can that then affect your baby?
Yes. See, this is an alarming finding. The CDC says on its website very explicitly, this will not change your DNA. The paper that came out of Sweden. Now, there'll be many more to confirm it.
It's just the first
and thing. The steps are to, A, confirm it, to confirm that the entire code is installed, and then to actually confirm that it's expressed, meaning that the spike protein now is continuously expressed from human cells. But because the lipid nanoparticles are taken up everywhere, that means somatic cells in your organs, but also your gametocytes, actually the cells that actually are the sperm and the egg, if they are carrying it, that indeed means that, in fact, it could be passed to the daughter cells. And,
so
and,
that could be open up for birth defects. And
yes.
And
all.
This is all part of a depopulation plan, and it's all coming out now. Dr. Sherry Timpenny is our guest. What do you make of that incredible new study that came out? I know 2 years ago you warned on this show it could get into your DNA. Now it's being confirmed. Where is this going?
Well, it's interesting, Alex, because when I wrote the 20 Mechanisms of Injury ebook and then did the webinar on that, it was in May of 2021, and poor planning on my part, we did that on a Mother's Day weekend, and we had a lot of requests to redo it. So we rescheduled it for July, and between May of 21 and July of 21, I found 20 more mechanisms of injury of how the COVID shots can make you sick or kill you. So 40 altogether, two completely different ebooks. They're both available at drtenpenny.com, and they're all hyperlinked. That shows exactly what these things are doing. And it's so interesting because every week now there seems to be more articles that are coming out confirming everything that I had put out from the mainstream peer-reviewed literature way back in May of 21. But nobody was reading it. Nobody was paying attention to it. Nobody wanted to hear it because it causes such great cognitive dissonance, sort of like this fabricated thing they've come up with now called SADS, S-A-D-S, sudden adult distress syndrome, that people are just suddenly dropping over dead. You know, that they're just, you know, suddenly dropping over dead, completely healthy people. And they don't want to admit that it was the shot. In fact, one of the articles I read said doctors are completely perplexed at why these sudden adult death syndromes, why these people are just dropping over dead. And it's like they're perplexed because they don't want to connect the dots. And they don't want to connect the dots, in my opinion, for two very important reasons. One is the fact that most doctors are double jabbed and boosted. So they're wondering if they are going to be the next one with the sudden adult death syndrome where they're going to drop over dead. The other one is knowing how many patients in their practices that they have seen. On Monday, they seem to be just fine. They got a shot. And then on Thursday, they are suddenly dead. And some doctors that I believe are still good people that are still thinking and still have some level of consciousness about this are wondering if they are complicit in the murder of their patients. I have a new employee that I hired that left her job because she said, I saw my doctor that I was working for murder 81 of my patients, and I couldn't stand it another minute. I could no longer participate and be part of it. And she's one of, I'm sure, thousands of nurses and nurse practitioners and physician's assistants across the country that are coming to the becoming cognizant about the fact that this is happening. Yes, exactly.
So big 35,000 foot view, their program, their operation, what was their plan? How is it going for them? It seems like as bad as it is, people are waking up. It seems to me like their plan is blowing up in their face, even though it's caused a lot of carnage.
I believe that that's true. I believe that they overplayed their hand. You know, they tried to do the depopulation. If you didn't die, then you were going to become sick and chronically ill and be a customer for life. And then you were going to also be able to, and then if you didn't die from one of their diseases, you were going to be wired up into the transhumanism movement and be part of the Internet of Things and the Internet of Bodies and get your microchip and your QR code for doing business and participating in life. I think they didn't understand or had any concept of the human resiliency and of people that were not willing to become slaves and to become robots. And I do think that they really underplayed their hand on knowing that the Christian people and the people who would put on the full armor of God and resist the evils and this present darkness that we are fighting against, these powers and principalities. I think that they underestimated God's hand in this, people's power of prayer in this, and the willingness of them to fight back.
I agree with that. It's blown up in their face. So what do you expect them to do next?
I think that they're going to hammer down. These people are relentless. They worship Satan. Their depopulation agenda has not been working as well for them as what they had hoped, at least not as fast. And they're relentless. I mean, you know, people on our side are nice and they don't want to get involved and they, you know, they just don't want to say anything bad about anybody. And, you know, everybody's entitled to what they want to do. But the people on the other side are relentless and they do not give up. They go 24/7, you know, around the clock because they've got every time zone covered. And I believe that they'll release some other bioterrorism method. They know that they've learned how to capitalize on fear. And I'm just hoping and praying that people will say things like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, ain't going to happen.
Exactly. We're in a race to expose their next lockdown, their next bioweapon release. Their monkeypox, that fear didn't work. Their new ninja variant didn't create fear. What do you think is coming next?
It might be Ebola. I kind of thought that it would be hemorrhagic fevers and maybe Ebola even before they went with the monkeypox angle, because they already have in the U.S., they already have an approved Ebola vaccine. It was approved actually in February of 2020. I had gone to the CDC to thinking I was going to hear about Corona, and what we heard instead was their approval of the Ebola vaccine, even for pregnant women. And this was the end of February of 2020.
And it's incredible what they pre-program always comes true. I want to talk about the future with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. DrTimpenny.com. I want to talk about blood clots at record levels, the insurance actuary showing record death, and more with her. Dr. Sherry Timpenny is our guest. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We'll come right back for this forbidden information you're not supposed to hear. And then we're going to archive this live show later at band.video. Please, for your future, my future, all of our futures, share this interview. We'll be right back.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
At this point, best case scenario is a few years of hard times for us all. And if we don't turn it around soon, then it will only get worse. But as bad as things are, we still have time to prepare. And that alone is something to be grateful for. A gravity water filter will provide you with clean, healthy water, even in the event of your taps getting shut off. And having your own food will save you from getting ensnared in government FEMA camps. And if you've already stocked up enough for your own family, you might want to consider stocking up for your neighbors. Some of your neighbors might not be prepared for what's coming, but you can help them by having an abundance of storable foods and water filtration. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Stock up now at preparetoday.com.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down.
Well, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's our guest on this live Tuesday broadcast. She's a medical doctor exposing and predicting everything we're in right now. So, Doc, I got to ask 1,000 questions, and I've got a lot of points I want to go over. But front and center for you, new lockdowns are coming. We talked about that last segment. They're getting ready with the new attacks. Where do you see this going, and what else do you want to impart to this audience of millions?
I think that it's really important to protect yourself as best as you can from being around people who have already received these bioweapon injections. I mean, they've shown that the spike protein can be spread from person to person by physical contact as an exosome. And I think it's important to use colloidal silver. I know you've got a great product that you have for that, hydrogen peroxide, iodine. I know you have a great product for that. I think those are all really important things. I'm a big fan of ivermectin and will always be. I think that it's one of the important things that globs onto the spike proteins and blocks the ACE2 receptors. And we all now know that there's a lot of other important reasons that ivermectin is a good thing. It fights cancer. It's got all kinds of things in it. So I think that the food preparation, like what you said on your commercial break there, is super important to be prepared. We did a boot camp that was in the spring. Our boot camp this summer that is open for enrollment right now it's called Summer Camp. It's a 4-week course compressed into 2 weeks. So it's 4 nights. It's Tuesday and Thursday night for 4 weeks that we're going to be talking about how to plan a little bit better in terms of your way forward and thinking about the understanding the history is the way forward. We're bringing in registered investment advisors. Matt and I are not investment advisors. We're not going to tell you what to do with your money or how to spend it or where to put it. But we're bringing in people that can, like Dr. Kirk Elliott is going to be a guest. He's going to talk about the history of gold and silver. We have another important guest that's going to talk about the history of constitutional money and why our fiat money is not worth anything and why we are facing hyperinflation because of that. We're going to be talking about the history of cryptocurrency. My business partner, Matt, was one of the original miners of the original cryptocurrency when it first started. So he's always had a front row seat to try to explain to people the pros and cons about the history of cryptocurrency and the volatility and give some people understanding of the history of it, because if you understand the history, you'll understand things going forward. And then the last night of our boot camp, which is on July the 28th, it'll be the history of the Great Reset. We're going to start with the Fabians and come forward all the way through the Rockefellers. We're going to put it all into a bite-sized piece so that you can get it all and explain it to your friends and family members. So this 4-week course that is going to be loaded and absolutely loaded with information, it is on Tuesday and Thursday nights. You can go to learning4you.org/summercamp and register for the course. It's $299 for a 4-week course. And for the special bonus, we have a 2-hour interview with Catherine Austin Fitz and she wanted to kick off the boot camp because she felt like she had the most to say about it. And she did a 2-hour interview called The Top 10 Mistakes People Do With Their Money. And honestly, the $299 value is worth it.
Oh, our information is invaluable. So let me throw this out big picture for you. 35,000 foot view. What did the globalists want to do 30 months ago with the COVID release versus what it did and where you think we are right now? I mean, how did it go for them?
I don't think it's gone so well for them. I mean, yes, we've had carnage. We've had carnage with our food, with our money, with, you know, millions of people being injured and, you know, that we know of at least 1.6 million people that have been injured. We know at least 57,000 people in this country have died. Now we've seen, you know, Steve Kirch has come out and said that he really believes that it's more like 500,000 people that have died. And Dr. David Martin came out a couple of weeks ago and said he felt there would be 750 million dead people by 2028. And I said to David, I think that your number of people that are going to die is going to be larger than 750 million by a magnitude. And I think saying it's going to happen by 2028, the timeline is too long. It's going to be much sooner and much more gravity than that. So on the carnage side, I think that they they've done a pretty good job. They've been met with so much resistance, though, and I think that they thought it was going to be a walk in the park. You know, Alex, back in 2020, it just was so perplexing to me when this first started on how did they get 190 countries in the entire world, or 194 countries, to lock down, put on masks, go into their basement, mask up their children, get Q-tips crammed up their nose, and be subjected to this unbelievable experimental shot. How did that happen on every country around the world at the same time? Well, it's by knowing the history of the World Economic Forum and where they started. It actually started before that in the 20s. And then in the 70s when they uncoupled, you know, the dollar from the gold standard. And now we've got hyperinflation because we pumped so much money into the circulation. And if we understood those histories a little bit better, we would understand better where we are and where they're, what they're trying to do to us going forward.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, doesn't it come down to this? They don't want a bunch of baby boomers collecting Social Security. At the end of the day, they're trying to depopulate people. It's so obvious.
And it's not only the top end. You know, think about this. They don't want their baby boomers collecting Social Security. They don't want their elderly collecting and living off of Medicare. And so if they're going to go to all this trouble to kill all these millions of people on the top end, particularly in the United States and the UK and the Five Eye countries, in the more wealthy countries, if they're trying to get rid of the top end, they certainly don't want those young baby boomers to start having, or the young baby, not baby boomers, but those young people to start having babies to fill up the pipeline again. So all of these shots that are going to, like that little segment you showed of that Peter McCullough was talking about. Yes, those, now we know the spike protein. I already talked about it in the 40 mechanisms of injury. The spike proteins destroy the sperm, destroy the eggs, and make people infertile. So now that we've depopulated from the top, we certainly don't want those young people having babies and filling up from the bottom. We have got to destroy humanity at both ends.
And that's what's happening. But as you said, it's not going well for them. So I'll go back to the same question. What do you expect they're going to pull next?
You know, like I said, I think it's going to be one other biologic. It may be a whole thing with a weaponized form of monkeypox, because people are saying that, you know, they're getting the monkeypox. It's very painful. It seems to be more in the homosexual population. Have they weaponized it to try to, and have these horrible rashes to cover up the side effects that we're seeing from the Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca shots? Maybe that they're going to do that. Are there going to be an Ebola, a Marburg related? Because now we're saying, oh, we're starting to see, you know, hemorrhagic viruses show up in places we haven't before. Or is it going to be some other completely weaponized virus or bacteria or something nuclear? I mean, why did they start now suddenly having commercials, TV commercials, telling people what to do in the event of a nuclear attack? Why would they be doing that except more predictive programming? So they want the world population to go down. They don't want to have it rebuilt back up by a bunch of young people. They want it, and the people that are left will be customers for life of the pharmaceutical industry.
That's right. And for those that don't know, even Elon Musk points out, you've got to have 2.2 children for every two adults or society collapses. So when they're doing all this, they know it's going to collapse society.
Absolutely. It's the plan. That's been the plan since the 70s, probably even before that, because they have to have a smaller set of serfs that are easily controllable. Now, if we can microchip all those serfs and we know where they are, we can control their movement and everything that they do by their handheld, cell phones. And we can actually get the chip into their hand or their forehead, like it talks about in the Bible, so people won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without having the absolute mark of the beast or a QR code or some other way that you can function in society to buy food, to buy gasoline, to travel. They want people to be controlled. They want them to be either microchipped.
And this has all been announced.
Or not.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, final segment coming up. We're going to hit on this and other key points you've got to cover, and the blood clots and the rest of it. And then after she leaves us, we'll get to all these callers ahead of the next guest host taking over. Wow. What a time to be alive. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, 2.5 years later, totally vindicated. It all came true. It's all happening. We're talking about what comes next.
7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the 3Coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 points left in the three-point series, exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com.
The globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong, and they know in the end they signed on to the God of this world who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars on the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced.
A lot of listeners have told us it's hard to find out of the thousands of great items at InfoWarsStore.com, all the storable food. So we've made it easy with our great partners that supply us with the highest quality storable food out there at the lowest price you're going to find for good food. PrepareToday.com. Go to PrepareToday.com and protect yourself and your family with what's coming and what is already unfolding with global food shortages. I told you over 2 years ago the globalists were going to have massive inflation and food shortages, and it's happened just like clockwork. And I'm telling you, it's going to get a lot worse. They have designed this. The way to beat them is to buy food now before your dollar is even more devalued. We are ready to ship to you right now at PrepareToday.com. And not just storable food, hundreds of the highest quality survival and preparedness items in stock at low prices ready to ship to you right now at PrepareToday.com. You can also use the URL PrepareWithAlex.com, and it takes you there. Take action.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm no stranger to the rain.
All right, I'm going to host 15 minutes the next hour. I had Wayne Allen Root taking over because the January 6th committee has attacked us big time. Just about 30 minutes ago, we had the club. That's coming up. It's pretty crazy. And for callers, I got to most of you, but we'll get your number. We'll call you back tomorrow. We'll get you on. Appreciate you holding. We can't get to you. I appreciate you. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, since you mentioned it, here's the New York City official ad promoting nuclear warfare that you were talking about.
Nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why, just know that the big one has hit. Okay, so what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember. Step one,
get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows.
Oh.
Step two, stay inside. Shut all doors and windows. Have a basement? Head there. If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. Remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. Step three, stay tuned. Follow media for more information. Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official alerts and updates.
Yeah, your internet's going to work with nuclear
and
war.
And don't go outside until officials say it's safe.
Oh, officials say.
All right, you've got this.
They're getting ready for an economic collapse. They launched a bio attack. They did a force injection. They're getting us ready for the Great Reset. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
Yeah, I mean, when you listen to that, Alex, how many of those things that she said do you think will work? You know, if you're in a nuclear attack, I mean, unless the nuclear attack was on the other side of the country and you happen to be in New York.
Yeah, if you're in New York, the building's falling down on you, you're dead.
Exactly. And the radiation goes through and the heat and the explosion, the blast, everything that happened. And go take a shower, by the way, and for sure turn on your television and listen to our broadcast. I mean, seriously, I mean, this is like a joke. It has to be a joke.
But they're clearly doing it just like with COVID for fear.
Apparently so. I mean, yes, the big one has happened somewhere, but it certainly wouldn't, that really wouldn't do anything for you if what happened, it was just right outside. I'm telling you, that has to be a joke. And if people really believe that and think that that is something that they could do in the event of nuclear attack, you know what it reminds me of, Alex? It reminds me of when we were kids and they had these nuclear drills and you had to get underneath your chair, your
duck
little
and cover.
Teeny, tiny wooden chair, duck and cover in the first grade like that was going to do something.
So let me ask you this. Beyond being a medical doctor, beyond predicting all this, politically with Joe Biden, the Hunter Biden iPhone, all of it, all this coming out, I mean, what would you – how would you describe this political moment we're at right now?
I just can't believe that well, let me rephrase that. What has not happened is more disturbing, I think, than what has happened. Now that we've just in the last couple of days heard about, you know, Hunter Biden should be charged with sex trafficking, of taking young women, prostitutes across state line that was possibly funded by his father. I mean, if this was happening to a Republican, could you only imagine what they would be doing in terms of uprising and up? If this was happening to Trump or if this was happening to some other Republican that would be in public office, but because they're protecting Biden and wanting to keep the puppet in there for whatever reason for as long as possible, you know, it's going to be one more thing that probably not much is going to be done about, which is really sad. I feel like our entire government is missing in action. Both sides of the aisle are just a bunch of rhinos, and just really, it's very disturbing the fact that what is not happening in our country is equally as bad as what has been happening.
I totally agree. They are hyping new lockdowns. They are hyping masks at national parks. They say they're getting ready for new ones. When do you think they'll try the next lockdown? After the election, or what are you seeing, Dr. Tenpenny?
Oh, it'll be before the election, in my opinion. It'll definitely be any way to try to stop the election, whether they'll go to all paper types of they'll go to like paper ballots, and then there won't be enough paper because we have a paper shortage. And then they'll lock it down so people can't go and vote because it's a paper vote. You know, they'll shut down the internet. They'll say you have to have your QR code to prove that you were had been vaccinated, not just vaccinated once, but double vaxxed and boosted at least once, if not twice. In order to be
and that
able
was
to
my
vote.
Last I mean, question. What do you make of all the reports of Fauci and of Biden, all of them? 3, 4, 5 shots, they're still sick. I know a bunch of people that took the shot, they get sick over and over again. People that didn't take the shot keep getting sick. Since when does a pathogen, you catch it 3, 4 times, since when does your body not learn to defeat it? That sounds like synthetic to me.
Well, you're absolutely right. And we know that the more and more data that's coming out, you're much more likely to die if you've been vaccinated. Even you're more likely to die if you've had even just one shot.
Yeah, what did you make of the Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago that people are double likely to die if they've had the shot? Why they're even reporting it? I mean, that's insane.
Well, and doesn't that just tell you what the status of things are? That now they're trying to cover their tracks. Because we've known for 2 years now that these shots destroy your immune system, irreversibly destroy your toll-like receptors, which is your primary innate immune system. We know that it permanently damages your heart, that the spike protein can go inside of your nucleus and release and stop your body from protecting you from cancer. I mean, the list is at least 40 different ways that I've been able to identify. There's probably more that have come out since then. But I think that in terms of what you were asking about the elections, they know that they would lose by a landslide, I guess. But, you know, they've never done away with they've never corrected the last election fraud problem. And what makes us think there would be any less election fraud going forward? And will they shut everybody down and not allow people to leave their house right before they have to go and vote? I mean, it's just one sinister plan and one sinister evil plot.
It's a desperate globalist elite trying to stay in control. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, everybody can check out your websites. Thank you so much. Amazing interview.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex.
Thank you. All right. I've got to hit this January 6th attack because it's insane. It's about demonizing the populist, nationalists, those that question fraudulent elections. That's coming up. But separately, the cavalry's here. This is the strongest curcuminoid, strongest system out there for your immune system, for your body, for inflammation. The strongest curcuminoid out there is a national brand that costs more than ours, that's 75% curcuminoid. This is 95% curcuminoid, and it's back in stock, a limited supply, more than 7 months sold out, almost 8 months sold out. Body's ultimate turmeric formula is so important for men, women, children, black, white, old, young, doesn't matter, and it funds the operation. So Body's ultimate turmeric formula is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's is back in stock at 25% off. Uses a medical herb for thousands of years. Turmeric is one of the most studied ingredients known today. And this is a concentrated, super strong, the strongest version available right now for joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammatory support, your immune system. Concentrated turmeric, 95% curcuminoids, Botswana, Sartata extract, organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, and pepperdine, which is concentrated black powder. It is incredible for your digestion, for your immune system, everything. Body's ultimate turmeric formula isn't just a great product you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar, a total and complete, absolute 360 win. So we've been sold out of many of our best sellers for 6, 7, 8, 9 months. Finally, a limited supply of Body's is in stock, ready to ship right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The perfect answer to whole body support. Body's is back at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And Vitamin Real Fusion's a few weeks out, but I don't know which one's better. They're both incredible products, but this is the strongest turmeric out there. Body's ultimate curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. And get an Alan Jones Is Right t-shirt while you're at it. Get a 2000 Mules DVD to be in your archive. They can't censor while you're at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 still 40% off. We still have VasoBeats and Ultra 12 40% off. They're incredible products that are real bolsters and defenses against the globalist and keep us on the air. So Body's, X2, VasoBeats, Ultra 12, all available, 25 to 40% off. And we need the funds more than ever. So take advantage of this. If you haven't tried X2, if you haven't tried Body's, if you haven't tried these products, you are crazy if you're not. But I'm just so excited and bless God. Thank you, all of you, that finally one of our best-selling products is back in stock. Get it while you can. It will sell out at current sales rates in 2 weeks. And hopefully more comes in, but we got to pay the bills. We got to pay the payroll. That's a great product you need. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then, we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the 3-point series exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all 3 coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 3-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. I thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be right back.
Fear is the path to the dark side. The fear of change, of progress. Defeat the Sith is the cause you must.
Not this time, meat eaters! Ancestors! Consumers!
Avengers!
Eat the bugs.
The global food shortages. The collapsing supply chains. We warned you about the climate crisis, and now you reap what you have sown. But there is still hope. Thanks again to science, we have a solution. Insects, a sustainable, equitable, and nutritious source of protein for a fraction of the carbon footprint of livestock. We can finally put an end to the wasteful and cruel practice of meat eating for good. So let's turn this crisis into an opportunity to bring equality to our food systems, to mandate social and cultural change. Be a net zero hero. Eat the bugs.
And cut.
Contracts unlocked. Would you like to try a level 6 gig?
Yes.
Okay. Deliver a package from your local Amazon node to pod 512 and 165 Spider-Man Road.
I accept.
Warning. This gig requires 100% of your collateral to be staked. Do you consent?
I consent.
D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVIDland. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live at hour number 4. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Wade Allen Root is set to take over here in a few minutes. But just 30 minutes ago, we got the clip now, the January 6th martial law, New World Order communist hearing aired clips of my show and said that we were planning an attack on the Capitol. Well, attacking the Capitol made people trying to protest the election, which is legal and lawful, look like idiots. And I was there and tried to stop it. But it's true. Matt Bracken, been a guest here many times, and he co-hosted the show many times, just like Wayne Allen Root's about to take over here in a few minutes. And one time when I wasn't in town, he got up there days before January 6th and said, storm the Capitol. And the funny thing was, he would never come on the show or talk to us after January 6th. I don't know what's going on with old Matt Bracken and enemies foreign and domestic. I just know that he said those things on air on my show when I wasn't here, and then they attacked me for it. Very, very interesting. If he'd come on and explain it, it'd be great. But I didn't see that information till 6 months ago when the January 6th McCarthy 2.0 hearing subpoenaed me. We tried to call Matt. He won't talk to us. Maybe Matt will come on sometime and discuss it with us. But regardless, you see them storming Sri Lanka and storming the Netherlands and storming everywhere. And the media's like, oh, that's protest when they burn buildings down. I'm not calling for that. But when we're there peaceful with the president at the Ellipse and then a million people there and a few hundred go in the Capitol, it's all to blame on us. This is the Democratic Party trying to outlaw their political opposition. So the committee asked me about Matt Bracken. I can't tell you about Matt Bracken. He won't talk to me. But it is interesting he said that days before it happened right here on these airwaves. Here's the clip.
Trump's purpose was to mobilize a crowd. And how do you mobilize a crowd in 2020? With millions of followers on Twitter, President Trump knew exactly how to do it. At 1:42 a.m. on December 19, 2020, shortly after the last participants left the unhinged meeting, Trump sent out the tweet with his explosive invitation. Trump repeated his big lie and claimed it was, quote, statistically impossible to have lost the 2020 election, before calling for a big protest in D.C. on January 6th. Be there. Will be wild.
Hit pause.
Trump support.
Back it up 2 seconds. Biden has a 6% approval rating with Democrats under 30 and a 40% approval rating with Democrats at 90% disapproval Republicans. You really believe he won the election? I mean, what a joke. Let's continue.
Be there. Will be wild. Trump supporters responded immediately. Women for America First, a pro-Trump organizing group, had previously applied for a rally permit for January 22nd and 23rd in Washington, D.C., several days after Joe Biden was to be inaugurated. But in the hours after the tweet, they moved their permit to January 6th.
Oh, my gosh.
2 weeks before. This rescheduling created the rally where Trump would eventually speak.
Ooh.
The next day, Ali Alexander, leader of the Stop the Steal organization and a key mobilizer of Trump supporters, registered wildprotest.com, named after Trump's tweet. Wildprotest.com provided comprehensive information about numerous newly organized protest events in Washington. It included event times, places, speakers, and details on transportation to Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, other key Trump supporters, including far-right media personalities, began promoting the wild protest on January 6th.
It's Saturday, December 19th. The year is 2020. And one of the most historic events in American history has just taken place. President Trump, in the early morning hours today, tweeted that he wants the American people to march on Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021.
And now Donald Trump is calling on his supporters to descend on Washington, D.C. January 6th.
How dare them.
He is now calling on we, the people, to take action and to show our numbers.
We're going to only be saved by millions of Americans moving to Washington, occupying the entire area, if necessary, storming right into the Capitol. You know, there we know the rules of engagement. If you have enough people, you can push down any kind of a fence or a wall.
This could be Trump's last stand. And it's a time when he has specifically called on his supporters to arrive in D.C. That's something that may actually be the big push Trump supporters need to say, this is it. It's now or never.
You better understand something, son. You better understand something. Red wave, bitch. Red wave. This is going to be a red wedding going down January 6th.
On that day, Trump says, show up for a protest. It's going to be wild. And based on what we've already seen from the previous events, I think Trump is absolutely correct.
Motherfucker, you better look outside. You better look out January 6th. Kick that fucking door open. Look down the street. There's going to be a million plus geeked up armed Americans.
The time for games is over. The time for action is now. Where were you when history called? Where were you when you and your children's destiny and future was on the line?
In that clip, you heard one of Trump's supporters predict a red wedding, which is a pop culture reference to mass slaughter. But the point is that Trump's call to Washington reverberated powerfully and pervasively online. The committee has interviewed a former Twitter employee who explained the effect that Trump had on the Twitter platform. This employee was on the team responsible for platform and content moderation policies on Twitter throughout 2020.
So here's the pedophile government with all of their evil coming out and all of it being exposed, and they don't know what to do. And they cobble together clips of Tim Pool and Alex Jones and a guest host on my show and try to say, see, they're evil. We've got to ban them. We've got to censor them. We've got to control them because they're going to protest elections. But I can show you clip after clip, and you've all seen them, of Democrats questioning the last few elections and pushing the very same procedures. But the good news is the poll numbers are in. Lowest ratings ever. Only a few hundred thousand people on all networks combined are watching this crap. In fact, polls show the average American's like, why did we do more? Well, I don't believe in overthrowing governments violently. I want to fix it peacefully. And in that lays the real danger. People are so angry at the power structure that when it demonizes us, it only makes us bigger. And I'm somebody wanting peace. I'm somebody wanting to fix things politically and culturally. But these globalists don't get, they've been rejected. The people aren't against them. And that's what Raskin and all the rest of them don't get, is their time is over. Their blue cities are over. Their George Soros crap is over. Their New World Order pedophilia and Hunter Biden is over. And humanity is awake and angry. So that's my response to the January 6th committee and the things they're doing trying to outlaw political dissent and so much more. All right, Wayne Allen Root is always powerful. He's about to take over the other side of this break. Please don't forget, we are only funded by you, and we are right there on the edge of being in the red. We need your support. We got great products you already need. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. We have Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out for 7-8 months, finally back in stock. The highest level curcuminoid, that's what's good in the turmeric, concentrated turmeric for your heart, your immune system, your body, everything is at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off, and we still have X2, the highest quality deep earth crystal iodine at 40% off. VasoBeats for your cardiovascular system with the creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's 40% off and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all as we continue to battle the New World Order at point blank range for your support and your word of mouth and your prayer. Because without you, we cannot carry any of this out. But with your help, we're going to win and win big. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula for your libido, your stamina, your energy, your joints, your immune system, and more. The strongest turmeric formula out there. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, InfoWarsStore.com. Body's back in stock for limited time, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And thank you all for keeping us on the air. Wayne Allen Root from Las Vegas, Nevada, takes over on the other side. And then, in T-minus 45 minutes, Owen, the Cuck Destroyer, takes over with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new, faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar. Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the Alex Jones Show, hour number four. As you know, I always host on Tuesdays from 12 noon to 1 o'clock West Coast time. And it's great to be here. I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You'll see a little different background, just slightly. My home television and radio studio literally blew up. The computer that powers it all literally blew up. I'm talking about caught on fire. And we had to work fast. This just happened in the last couple hours. And we configured everything. And instead of a $20,000 Fox News quality camera on me for all my TV work, we've now got a Apple laptop on me for all my TV work. I hope it looks okay. It's certainly not a $20,000 camera, but it's a Apple laptop that I travel with all over the United States when I give speeches all over the country. And this is the camera. But we set it up. I've got earpiece. I've got microphone. I've got camera going. And instead of canceling my appearance today on the show at the last second, I'm here with you. It's great. And I raced here because we had a big event in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it was put on by Sheriff Richard Mack, and it was put on by the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association of the United States. And he has brought with him sheriffs from all over the United States who believe the 2020 election was stolen, and Democrats are going to try and do it again. I know they're going to try and do it again. I can see it. You know, I've made thousands and thousands of predictions for the last 7 years on national radio, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on the USA Radio Network. You can find it at root4america.com. Root4america.com. My predictions have got to be the best record of hitting success-wise in the history of TV or radio. And by the way, I made a lot of these predictions on TV because for 3 years I had the number one show in the number one time slot on Newsmax TV, over 700 episodes. And every prediction I've made has come true, except maybe five out of thousands of predictions. I must be batting 999. Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron have nothing on me. 999.99. And I'm telling you that anyone who thinks the Republican Party is going to win in November by massive landslide, and I think they would if everything was fair, everybody hates Biden. Everyone despises Joe Biden. Matter of fact, if there were any Hispanic men left who don't hate Biden and support Trump, if there were any left who weren't like that, they're all on Trump's side. And I believe Trump will be the GOP nominee, by the way. He was just in Las Vegas. My good buddy, Donald Trump. I'm very proud. I was at his event on Friday. I was standing in the audience. I didn't expect anything other than to see him after the event and say hi to him. And Donald Trump announces to the crowd, here's our next U.S. Senator, Adam Laxalt. Here's our next Governor of Nevada, Joe Lombardo. And then he says, and in the audience with us, Wayne Allyn Root, the radio star who has the most incredible show. And every single time I'm on it, I get in trouble. Wayne gets me in trouble. I love him. You're fantastic. We've been dear friends for so many years. That's an exact quote from the 45th President of the United States about yours truly. Thank you, President Trump. I love you too. And I love being remembered by him as the guy who always gets you in trouble. But, you know, the latest polls show Hispanic men are 70-30 in favor of Trump. They love his machismo and they hate what Biden has done to the economy. The inflation and the GDP is horrible and they're going to lose their jobs. And even if they keep their jobs, you know, whatever they eat, their groceries, they're going out to eat, is costs more than they make. The average Hispanic male who's working in the United States of America can't take this inflation. So they're all on the Republican side now. And then, of course, Jill Biden went out and compared Hispanics to tacos. I kid you not. If you didn't see the scandal, she was at some Hispanic organization and made some sort of a comparison between Latinos and tacos. Oh, my God. This is what you're dealing with. These people are so inept and so old and so crotchety and feeble and grumpy. And, you know, how did they ever elect them president of the United States? They stole it. That's how they elected them. They stole it. So I opened my speech today, just so you know, in front of the peace officers, sheriffs and peace officers association of the United States. And I said, you know, I've got a couple of quick personal stories because you're going to, you know, this entire event is devoted to the stolen election. And at the event here in Vegas that I just came from, Mike Lindell and also Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips of True the Vote and quite a few other people whose lives are dedicated to voter fraud and exposing voter fraud and proving voter fraud. But I said, I have such a different angle. I'm not going to prove anything except that the election was stolen, and I don't need any proof to know the election was stolen. I opened up by saying, you know, many of you in this audience, you're all fans of mine. There were 350 people in the room. Big crowd, nice turnout. Last minute event, 350 people, all patriots, and all fans of Wayne Root. We advertised it and promoted it on my show. And they all came up to me when I walked in the door. It was like the Red Sea parted for Moses. And I'm so proud and so honored that there's so many people that know me and appreciate what I do every day, that I risk my life and my career every day on the Alex Jones Show and on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And I'm about to announce two of my own television shows. I'll make that announcement in the next week that I'm getting back on TV again full time. And I risk my life every day with the homicidal maniacs who run the Biden administration, who I believe, you know, are looking to get rid of anybody who disagrees with them, destroy your life, destroy your career, and who knows what else they're willing to do as time goes on. And so I'm so tickled pink that people appreciate what I do, that President Trump, the 45th president of the United States, appreciates what I do and calls me a dear friend of many years and the guy who always gets him in trouble. I'm honored to be the guy who always gets him in trouble because that's how much my national radio show gets out there. Everybody sees it. And then I come on the Alex Jones Show every Tuesday and I tell you what happened when I interviewed President Trump on a regular basis on my national radio show. And the word gets out. And President Trump realizes coming on my show is no different than being on Sean Hannity or Mark Levin, you know, because so many people on the left follow my show to hear what I'm saying. You wouldn't even believe the emails I get from people on the left who follow my show, in addition to millions on the right. They're watching every word I say. So I told the crowd today that before I ever became, you know, the famous political talk show host, I was a sports talk guy and the king of Vegas sports gambling. Literally, the king of Vegas sports gambling. I've got my own star, 180-pound granite star in the sidewalk in Las Vegas as the king of Vegas sports gambling. And I know everything about sports gambling and making a bet. And I bet a huge amount of money on Trump to win the 2020 election. And I told him about the only fixed football game that we know for sure in the history of the NFL. And we know it. We know it. It was called the Miracle in the Meadowlands. The date was November 19th, 1978. And the Philadelphia Eagles were losing to the New York Giants. And the New York Giants, all they had to do was knee the ball with seconds to go and the game's over and they win. And instead of kneeing it, they make this incredible, insane decision to hand off the football. At no reason to. And the running back doesn't want it. He literally, you could see, doesn't want the ball. And it drops to the ground, to the AstroTurf. And then he doesn't jump on the fumble and the game would have been over. He lets it go. He lets it go. And the Philadelphia Eagle, Herm Edwards, picks it up and runs for a touchdown, 27 yards, and the Eagles win the game. It never should have happened. It was a fixed game. Everyone knows the game was rigged. The game was fixed. I want to compare that when we get back to the 2020 election. When you hear the comparison, you'll understand it was rigged, it was fixed, it was stolen. I'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, rootforamerica.com, wayneroot@gmail.com.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. Infowarsstore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, Infowarsstore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series, exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This isn't insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there. Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world,
You are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, there's my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and soon, coming out in September, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. The first book, which came out a few months ago, is my Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book about all the companies you need to boycott who are against patriots, against conservatives, treat us like crap, spit in our face, what's that famous saying? Pee on our leg and tell us it's raining, and offend us on a daily basis by supporting horrible liberal, socialist, Marxist, communist, transgender causes and how we should boycott them. And I give you all the information, all the contact information you need to boycott them, their name of the CEO, names of the board of directors, and their phone number and their email address, all of that is in the book. So you can go after the top 116 companies in America that we got to boycott. And soon I'll have, and you can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And of course, you can look for more about it at my website, rootforamerica.com. Rootforamerica.com. You can also find my national radio show on USA Radio at rootforamerica.com. Right at the top, it says click here for my national radio show. Click here for my local Vegas radio show. Click here for my podcast. Click on any one of them and you're listening. And you get all my old ones, a library of all my old shows as well. So WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. RootForAmerica.com is my Root Central where everything starts. My videos, my audios, my podcasts, my radio, my columns, everything. RootForAmerica.com. And great to be with you on the Alex Jones Show. Love you, Alex. Thank you for having me on. So I want to get back to my story that I told to start this big event with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association in Las Vegas. It's going on right now. And some great guests, including Mike Lindell, will be there live in a little while. And through the vote, Ingolstadt and Phillips will be there. And a lot of sheriffs from around the country. And I was lucky enough and honored to be the opening speaker of the entire event. And welcome everybody to the event. And I wrote my notes on my little iPhone here. That's how life goes now, right? You don't need speeches. You don't need pads. All you need is an iPad in front of you or an iPhone in front of you, and that's it, you're done. So I told the story of the great mistake at the Meadowlands, the fixed game, the great fumble. Sometimes it's called the miracle at the Meadowlands. And the New York Giants just had to knee the ball to win the game. This was on September 19th, 1978. It is absolutely regarded by sports experts and sports bettors as the only absolutely fixed game in the history of the NFL. And there may have been a lot of other fixed games, but this is the only one we know about. But can we prove it? No. Nobody's proved it, but we all know. Everyone in Vegas knows the game was fixed. The quarterback handed the ball off with seconds to go, knowing the game was over. We'd won. The New York Giants had won. I was a New Yorker in those days. Had won. All they had to do was knee the ball. The game's over. And instead, they decide to hand off. And the running back says, no mas. I don't want the ball. And it falls on the ground. And he doesn't even jump on it. And the Eagles jump on the ball. Herm Edwards picks it up, defensive back, now known as a college football coach, and he runs it for a touchdown. And the Eagles win. The game was fixed. The bookmakers needed the Eagles to win. Someone told the New York Giants players, you fumble that ball, let them pick it up, run in for a touchdown, you're going to lose this game. Everybody knows that. But I can't prove it, but everybody knows it. There's no one who doesn't know it. The miracle in the Meadowlands. And I want to tell you what happened afterwards that's just like the 2020 election. So a couple years later, let's see, 1978 this happened, 1989, so 11 years later, or maybe it was 1990, 12 years later, a famous sports journalist named Dan Moldia, I believe was his name, Dan Moldia, I got it right. Dan Moldia had written many best-selling books and was super credible and well-regarded in the sports world and was constantly on every single sports network in America on TV and on radio, on every topic you can name, talking about sports and in particular the NFL. And then he decided to write a book about the NFL and the mafia and fixed football games. And I booked him at the time. 1989, 1990, 1991. I was the lead anchorman and host of five shows for CNBC, which was called Financial News Network. And I was a kid. I was 26, 27, 28 years old and hosting five shows on national TV. And all of them were sports gambling related. And on one of them, my partner was the famous Jimmy the Greek Snyder. Me and Jimmy the Greek, Wayne the Jew and Jimmy the Greek, starring on national TV together, talking gambling and predicting football games, right? And I had this huge audience of fans, probably as strong as I've got now in conservative politics, but then they loved me because of sports gambling. And so I'm hosting five shows, and I book Dan Moldia as my guest to talk about his book, which literally lays out why some games were fixed by the mafia in the NFL over the last century. And the one story that's the centerpiece of his book is this 1978 game, The Miracle in the Meadowlands, that absolutely every single mafia figure he interviewed said was a fixed game by the mafia, fixed NFL game. And I book him for my show, and at the last minute, the CEO of my network calls me up. He never called me. Why is the CEO calling me before a show? And the CEO says, Wayne, can't have him on the show. We're canceling his appearance at FNN. And I was like, what? Can't have him on the show. Why? Because the NFL is called and he's not allowed to be booked. Or we won't get any cooperation from the NFL ever again. And we won't have the right to show NFL highlights ever again after the games on your show. So you got to cancel Dan Moldia. So I called him and I said, you can't come on. I'm sorry. You've been canceled. You've been banned. And then he told me a story that his book, he'd written like 10 best-selling sports books, and he was on every show in America to promote them until he wrote the book about the mafia and fixed rigged NFL games. And in particular, that New York Giants Philadelphia game in 1978 at the Meadowlands. That's absolutely fixed by the mafia. NFL game fixed by the mafia. We all know it. Dan Moldia knew it. And from the moment he wrote that book, he was canceled everywhere. Canceled culture existed in 1989, 1990. And he was banned from being on TV to promote the book, and the book died. That's what happens when you go against the NFL. So now let's fast forward to 2020. And I told everybody in that room today that I made a gigantic bet on President Trump to win the 2020 election. And that I know from past history over the last 50 years that on the night of an election, a presidential election, the bettors never are wrong. When they're making live bets as the election results come in, they're so smart because they're betting their own money, hundreds of thousands of dollars each. The biggest bettors in the world are betting $1 million that Trump's going to win or Biden's going to win, but not before the election. I'm talking about the night of the election with live results coming in. Texas is in, Florida's in, Ohio's in, and people are betting $100,000, $200,000, $1 million. I've got a big bet on the election. And I'm watching my computer screens, and Trump goes from an underdog when the night began to Biden, slight underdog, to even money, to a slight favorite, to a large favorite, then to a 2-to-1 favorite, 3-to-1 favorite, 4-to-1 favorite, 5-to-1 favorite, 6-to-1 favorite, 7-to-1 favorite, 8-to-1 favorite. You know what that means? The odds are astronomical that Trump has just won a landslide, an electoral landslide. People are watching the results in live time, and they know that Trump has won a landslide at midnight East Coast time, 9 o'clock where I am in Las Vegas. And at that exact moment that I'm counting my money, that we've won the election, that every bettor in the world watching live-time election results knows, recognizes, and is willing to risk their money that Trump has won by a landslide, and it's not even close, and it's over, five states announced they're stopping the count. And those five states were the difference between Trump winning by a landslide or losing by a large margin if you flip them the other way. And suddenly, when you wake up in the morning, Trump has lost leads of 100,000 in Georgia, 100,000 in Wisconsin, 300,000 in Michigan, 800,000 in Pennsylvania, and they didn't stop counting. They kept counting through the night, and they found drops of 100,000 votes and more in favor of Biden to 0 for Trump, wiped out Trump's lead, and suddenly Trump's a 2-to-1 underdog when I wake up in the morning, and that's a guarantee almost that he's going to lose. He was an 8-to-1 favorite Well, they were watching the returns come in. Now he's a 2-1 underdog, and he goes on to lose. Folks, the election was fixed. The election was rigged like the miracle in the Meadowlands. And then they banned anyone from talking about it, just like Dan Moldea. Because by banning it, they killed any discussion at all, and they killed the reputation of anyone.
7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series, exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root back live for, get this, the last segment? How did that happen? Well, Alex ate up the first 15 minutes or so of the hour, so I only got about 40 minutes or so. This hour has gone so fast, it's insane. People say to me, Wayne, how do you do... You know what people came up to me at the Peace Officers, Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event that I opened up this morning in Las Vegas, and they said, Here's what almost every person in the room said, and when the people were talking, everyone around them was nodding their head. Wayne, you 3 hours a day, you tell us how America's imploding, and America's going to hell, and America's being destroyed, and it's a communist attack. But you do it in such a positive way, we all feel hope. And I was so proud, I swear I almost started crying. I was so proud because somehow I'm able to explain to people how bad things are, how precarious things are, but they're taking it in a positive way because they love my positivity. And I was worried that I'm making people depressed by telling the truth about the COVID attack and the COVID vaccines and China in charge of the White House and the open borders and the green energy disaster. And the list goes on and on and on. And the COVID vaccine deaths and the stolen election. I mean, you could literally want to kill yourself. And every person in the room came up to me to hug me and thank me that I uplift them and make them feel good while I'm telling them the raw truth that's so depressing. And you know what I said to all of them? I opened my speech by telling this story that so many people said this to me. And I felt like I had to open the speech by saying this. And the reason I'm able to stay, and they said, I don't know how you stay so positive. I said, the reason I'm able to stay so positive is because of my incredibly strong roots, excuse the pun, my belief in God. I love God. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'm a Jew to Christ as my Savior 32 years ago, going on 33 years now. And I love God. I love Jesus. And I believe in the end, God always wins. It doesn't matter how bad things are. God will win. Right is might. In the end, God will smite the evil bad guys. The devil is in the Democrat Party. I have no doubt about that. The Democrat Party is now run by Satan. And in the end, we will win. But that doesn't mean the battle won't be brutal. That doesn't mean people won't die along the way. That doesn't mean people won't starve to death and become homeless along the way. But sometime in the future, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I have no doubt we will win. America will win. American exceptionalism will win. Capitalism will win. God will win. The devil never wins. We will beat the devil. So that's why I'm able to maintain positivity in the face of the horrible things Democrats are doing to our country, destroying our country, destroying everything I believe in. Next week, I can't wait for next Tuesday on the Alex Jones Show, because next week I jotted down the 10 greatest crimes and scams ever perpetrated by government, the Democrats, and the mainstream media in history. And all 10 are in the last 2 years. And I can't wait to give you the list. That'll be my story next week. But I want to end this hour by telling you my story of what I believe is going to happen in November. Because I started to say it at the beginning of this hour, or at least the beginning of my part of this hour. Alex took the first 15 and I started about quarter after, 20 after. And so I started to say, I don't believe that everything is fair and equal and honesty and integrity in the election system. It's not there. They're going to try and cheat us again in November, just like they did in 2020. I think I laid out the case pretty strongly on this show, why it was a stolen election. Again, without real proof, just like I have no proof that game in 1978 was rigged and fixed and stolen at the Meadowlands. But we all know it. Every gambler in Vegas knows it. I feel like I should be going, man. Come on, let's go. Let's go 6 rounds in every liberal in America. But listen, we know the game was fixed, and I know 2020 was fixed. In every muscle in my body, in every vein in my body, in every capillary in my body, in every cell in my brain, I know the 2020 election was fixed, and I watched it happen in real time. And then just like the Meadowlands game, right? Dan Maldia wrote about fixed games with the mafia and the NFL, and they banished him from television. That was the end of Dan Maldia. And when I wrote about the fixed election on Twitter, they banned me for life. Gone. Wayne Rugott, I was adding 30,000 fans a month on my account at Twitter. I was doing no promotion. I don't know where they came from. They found me. They knew during the election of 2020, Wayne Root was on fire. What do I say on my show? The Root is on fire. And when I get going, man, I'm like a Christian preacher. And I was on fire. I'm an evangelical speaker, an evangelical minister and spokesman for conservatism and capitalism. You know, there are those who call me the capitalist evangelist. I'm an evangelist for hope that things are going to be okay, that God is on our side. And so when I get going, I really get going. So I was getting 30,000 fans a month, and they banned me for life. They had to stop me. And by the way, I'm not going to name the name on TV, but right now I'm being banned and censored by a company that sends out all of my email blasts to my tens of thousands of fans. I send out my columns. I send out my videos. I send out a notice of when Wayne Root will be giving a speech somewhere in the United States. And up until maybe 9 months ago, everything I sent out had the highest rate of clicks anybody had ever seen. I would send something out and like 47% who got it would click on it and open it. And then you have the second click rate, like 45% would click on that and go to my story. No one's ever seen numbers that high. Now, all of a sudden something happened 9 months ago. Now everything I send out, 2% open it and 0.1% click on it. And I hired a top investigator and he just came back with the results. He said, Wayne, there are email systems in America that are automatically set to reject everything with Wayne Root's name on it. So that's why no one's getting it. It's automatically put into spam or even sent into cyberspace without ever even going into their spam account. Nobody who joins your list can even get your stuff on certain systems. That's why so few are clicking. Folks, this is an attack on censorship, on free speech. The founding fathers made the very first plank of America. Number one in the Constitution, free speech. Number two, own a gun to protect yourself from government. And both are under massive attack by liberals who want to destroy us. Don't forget what happened to my Jewish people. The first thing Hitler did before he killed the Jews is he banned Jews from gun ownership. In 1938, before he ever got to the Holocaust, he said no Jew could own a gun. We couldn't even fight back in self-defense. This is what's going on. Michael Moore, that horrible liberal piece of human fat garbage. Michael Moore, he came out with some sort of a new constitutional plank yesterday that bans gun ownership. Instead of saying everyone has a right to own a gun, it says it changes the Constitution to say everybody has a right to be protected from being killed by a gun so nobody can own a gun. Can you imagine the mental madness of liberals, the evil of liberals? Satan is in charge of liberals. A Jew turned born-again Christian, evangelical Christian, is telling you that Satan is in charge of the Democrat Party. So all I could tell you is I believe they will not go quietly in the midterms. If things were fair, we'd win 80 to 100 seats in the greatest landslide ever seen in history. But I'm a tea leaf reader, and everything I predict on radio and TV turns true. By September, October, our nation will be flooded with COVID. They're bringing COVID back right now, and they're starting to make you hysterical right now about COVID and monkeypox. They'll probably combine. It's going to be called monkey COVID, and it's going to take over the world. And the United States will have elections with nothing but mail-in ballots and mail-in ballots by the millions and millions with no voter ID, and they're going to steal another election. What's the Republican Party doing about it? Nothing. Zero. And by the way, Joe Biden will be replaced before the midterms. There's another prediction by me, because if you replace him after the midterms and you move Kamala up to president, who's your vice president? If it's a Republican Congress, they won't ratify the vice president, confirm the vice president. But so you've got to do it while you have a Democrat majority. So they're going to get rid of Biden before the election, move Kamala to president, then force her out before 2024. And whoever the vice president is will be the incumbent president running against Trump in 2024, either Hillary, Michelle Obama, or maybe Mayor Pete. my predictions. You watch. Wayne L. Root, Root for America. WayneRoot at gmail.com, RootForAmerica.com. See you next week.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now. Well, you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.